participants. So we want to welcome everybody who's come. And was that our first power outage just now? Or
yeah.
We've been going on all day.
Yep, so far. Okay.
So it's also my God.
New life.
Okay. We're in the middle of discussing the different perspectives on Lishma and Shalom Lishma, and especially Shinei Kodesh. And we'll try to finish up with that and then move on to Shinei Bailam. But if we don't finish in Shinei Bailam today, we'll try to finish on Thursday, and I'll probably add another couple of marmakomos on the psachim part of the sugya. Okay, so I think what we were in the middle of doing last time as we were going through, we had discussed some of the basic perspectives, and I think we were in the middle of discussing the question of we're discussing the case of Ksher of La'ol Bailin L'shem Kova. I think what we're trying to explain was that the conventional view is that Ksher of La'ol Bailin L'shem Kova is some sort of a, you know, psul pechsher, etc. If there really is a davar haposel in the requirement of Lishma or in the psul of Lolishma in Karbanos, so that would be limited to the Chatas and the Pesach, at least according to our Pesach, that we pass on the Chatas Pesach, the only cases where there's an absolute ikuv. But short of that, in the cases of Kesher with all of Bailam Lashem Kova, so I think the conventional wisdom is that we're dealing with a situation which is very different. We're dealing with some sort of a lack of mitzvah or lack of kapara, but not necessarily anything beyond that. And then just to highlight that, it doesn't have to be Chabad Talia, but to highlight it, if there are two makoros, let's say, for Asur Lishnuye Bey, one being Lo Yechashev, the Rashi and Zachin, the other being based on Naseh, the Rashi and Menachos, so in theory, we could say what the Griz says, actually, in the sense of the Menachos, and that is that Lo Yechashev makes sense applied to Pesach Mechatas. Whereas, Stam being a problem of a mitzvah saseh would sufficiently capture the problem when it comes to Shah Kabanos. After all, they are Ksherim, even if Lo'ol Le'Bailin Lashem Kol. And what I was trying to suggest, both for Rashi and especially for the Rambam, is that that is not the case. And that if you look at the Rambam very carefully, in Perek Yud Gimel Halacha Aleph, throughout Perek Yud Gimel, Perek Tetzvav, and especially when you coordinate it with Perek Yud Ches Halacha Aleph, so I think the Rambam very subtly integrates the Lo'ol Le'Bailin Lashem Chova cases all under the rubric of the Mishnah in Zvachim Lamed Vav, the Machshava HaPoseles. And what I was trying to explain was that the Rambam applies certain issues that the Mishnah and that the Gemara applies specifically to Chatzis and Pesach to the other Korbanos with respect to Lo'ol Le'Bailin L'shem Chova. So that, again, the characterization itself, that is a Shini Hashem, that it's Machshava HaPoseles, the integration with Pigel, all that takes place in Perek Yud Gimel. Even more important, Perek Tetzvav, Halacha Gimel, where the Rambam speaks of Machshava She'eina Nechona, that clearly in Halacha Gimel, in the beginning of Halacha Gimel at least, is applying to all of the Karbanos. It's only in the middle of that Halacha that the Rambam all of a sudden finds it necessary to make the distinction between Chatos and Pesach and everything else. Again, also the Kasha of Mikachi, Mashava, Shein, and Kona, Kemoshe, Yizbar, Rafikach, Zevat, Sheshach, Shalom, Lishma, Mincha, Shekamta, Shalom, Lishma, Bein, Zon, Bein, Shkar, Chayv, Ashtim, Shara, Vodos, Lishma. Then I feel Shachat, Kibol, Olif, Mashava, Shein, Hashem, Chayv, Uzuk, Mashava, Nakona, etc. Okay, Ma, Nishtana, Din, Achatos, Pesach, Mikal, that's the first time that he introduces this point. All of Perek Yud Gimel and Tetzvav until this point is talking about all the Karbanos, and especially I was trying to coordinate that with Perek Yud Ches Halacha Aleph, where he tells you what he means by a Machshava Eina Nechona, Kala Mishkashe Machshava Sheina Nechona, or it's over Velosa say, Lo Yechashe, Yipiyah Shmolam, Vishmachal, Vizesh, Liyasana Kachim, the Machshava, or it's a Doma Lamatum, and the I think if you put these things together, and say the beginning of Perek Yud Gimel, and the fact that he applies, again, without any self-conscious hesitation, the din of Lishma v'Shalo Lishma, which again in the Mishnayos appear with regard to Pesach and Chatas, the fact that the Rambam applies them without need to even say Yerayli or anything of that sort to the other Karbanos with respect to Lo L'Bayil L'Shem Chova and several other Rayas as well, I think all this points in that direction. I should also add that, again, the Griz and the piece in Psulei Amakdashim, which I want to talk a little bit more, again, I put my papers on that, but I'll talk about it a little bit anyway. Psulei Amakdashim, he says this is over Pasha there. Again, it's not so much focusing on the Rambam. There he's talking about Rashi and Menachos, which we discussed, and, you know, more extensively, you know, the Sugyas, you know, in Menachos, and Tosfos and Nazir. But he just says the Davar Pashut there that, of course, you know, the whole idea of Machshava HaPoseles is limited to Chatas and to Pesach. He takes it as obvious, as axiomatic even, that whenever you say La'ol L'Bayil L'Shem Chova, that's some sort of a extra problem, that's an equal, that's a mitzvah problem, you know, but nothing beyond that. And surely that is remarkable, given the Rambam's Shita. Again, the Griz in Maitzah Karbanos, where he talks about the contrast between Maitzah Karbanos and Psulei Amakdashim. So again, you would think that it would be elemental that the Lo'ol L'Bayil L'Shem Chovas are primarily developed in Psulei Amakdashim, that they belong to the world of being postal. He's not explicit about it one way or another in Maitzah Karbanos, something that I mentioned the last year. But if you put together Psulei Amakdashim and Maitzah Karbanos, in light of Psulei Amakdashim, we can maybe understand why he's not so explicit about it. Even though the rayas that he even brings are going in that direction, maybe he's not comfortable with that conclusion. And again, the comment in the stencils in Menachos doesn't go in that direction. So unless he thinks this is just a fundamental difference in the realm and everyone else, which is very possible, and I think it's true, but it's just strange that he wouldn't even mention it. It's like an Arapashut that anything but Chatas and Pesach doesn't qualify in this way. But I, as I say, I think that the opposite is true. Elliot brought to my attention that the, I didn't get a chance to look it up, it's Chata'ai Ani Maskir, but that in the tshuva of the Chassam Sofer and another tshuva of Chaim Ozer and the Achi Ezer, that they say for the Rambam also. Right? Did you get a chance to look it up? I don't feel so bad. What? So basically, they say even for the Rambam explicitly, the, you know, that it's a davar pashut, that all of the Bible and the Shem Chova is not a machshava ha-paseles in that sense at all. But as I say, I think to me it's an important yisod, and I think the, you know, the evidence is very, very clear about the Rambam Shita. Not just the Rambam Shita, I think it also is indicated by other things. Just mention one or two of them just very quickly. The Gemara uses the expression different places, the expression kosher, pasul, and chilul are all expressions that are used in the context of these sugyas. And the question is, what do they mean? Again, kosher below all the Bible and the Shem Chova. So that's one context. In the Mishnah, right, talking about some of the other mandamrim in the Mishnah, so Yosef ben Chodi and Ishkotim L'Shem, I'm sorry, that's not it. I'm sorry, here. Shimon Achi Azariah, Mar Shachlan L'Shem Gavoa, Men Ksherim L'Shem Namuch Mehen Psulin. So the question of Ksherim and Psulin in that context is a big machlokas later on in the Gemara. And Rashi makes reference to it. The question is, What are we talking about? We're talking about Ksherim v'lo l'bayil l'shem chova? Are we talking about Ksherim v'olo l'shem chova? When we talk about psulim, are we talking about a real psul? Psul gamur, the equivalent of Chatas and Pesach? Or are we talking about lo'olo l'bayil l'shem chova? So what is kosher mean? What is pasul mean? Tosis also talks about this question. Here on Beis Amid Aleph, your matzul l'shem gavoa mem Ksherim, right, referring to the Gemara. The Gemara Mibayi, he buy the name of Ksherin and Meratzin, the Pligi Batarti, or Ksherin the Ein Meratzin, below Pligi Ela Bechada. Right? Abu Bonamuch, Pshitale, the Psul Nagamri Kamar. Then he says, Betema, Minole, Dilma, Possel, Vilo, Olu Kamar, Ashka, Brysa, Kai Gavna, Right? Shlomim sheshachta l'shem toda psulim. Einu psulim v'lo olu. V'lo psulim l'gamri. Yeshomam shim darshin in time of the Shemaitim v'gemara. V'lo yichalu as kodshem v'nei tzod asher arimu. V'mura mehem. Ein miskalin. V'namuch mehem miskalin. V'chilo mashma psul gamor. Afagav darshin v'gemara kodshem v'chalim kodshem ein chalim v'chalim kodshem. V'lo mifsu shar kodshem shalom l'shman. We'll get back to the Nipsula. We'll get back to in a few minutes. Basically, this whole Tosis is very interesting on two levels. Number one, there are some factual questions, the resolution of which are very important. Obviously, what do we mean when we say kosher? What do we mean when we say pasul? What do we mean when we say chulo? Right? Are we talking about, pasul legamri, kosher legamri, or this in-between lalo, lebailu, l'shem chova status? But in light of these questions, how do you read several other Gemaras. So again, in the Mishnah, it's kosher. B'lo alo l'shem chova. Okay, I had a list here, which is much more meduyak. But as you go through the Gemaras, it's not such a simple matter. For example, the Gemara here on Zion of an Aleph has a discussion of toda. So the Gemara says, what if you have one toda for another toda? Or a toda for a shlomim, or a shlomim for a toda. So the Gemara uses the expression, we're talking about la'ol la'vaylam l'shem chova, the Gemara uses the expression pasul, my lav b'chav, hey lo, here. Shlomim l'shem toda, psula. The Gemara uses the expression psula on Zion Amid Aleph, with regard to toda. Then again, also on Zion Amid Aleph, with regard to ola, in the situation where you have a chata sheshachta al mi shemechuyev ola, right? Chata sheshachta al mi shemechuyev chata psula al mi shemechuyev ola kshera. The Rambam shita is that we'll get back to this. That chata sheshachta al mi shemechuyev ola kshera means lo ola lebailam l'shem chova. That's one of the three. Lo ala lebailam l'shem chovas of chatas that the Rambam has. He has l'shem chulin, he has l'shem ola, and he has l'shem mi shechayv chatas umeis. So this Gemara says k'shera, and according to the Rambam, it means, like the Mishnah, lo ala lebailam l'shem chova. Most Rishonim think that that's not correct. In fact, in Chaschinoch, that's on the Shini Bailam Makoros, in Chaschinoch asks, how does the Rambam know this halacha? Gemara says kshera, we should assume that kshera means kshera, like most Rishonim understand. We'll get back to that. The point is that, again, earlier when the Gemara says toda is a problem, so the Gemara says a psulin. Kshera means, according to Rashi, also the Bible Mishem Kova, psulin. Rashi says lo olu. Again, psula. Rashi, the next one says psula means psula legamri. The Shita Mekubetzes, commenting on the Toda case, I don't have the number here right now, says that when we say psula, we only mean psula, lav dafka, says the Shita Mekubetzes, ela lo olo lebailim l'shem chova. Okay. The point I'm trying to make is that sometimes the Gemara uses the expression kshera, it means lo olo. Sometimes the Gemara uses the expression psula, and it means that it's kosher below all. Moreover, when the Gemara speaks, the Shakam Atari here in Zion and Beis and Chesom and Aleph, when the Gemara speaks about Pesach and Chatas, so here the Gemara has a whole different vocabulary. The Gemara talks about needing additional limudim to show you that Pesach and Chatas, that there's an equal. So when the Gemara wants to say, lo ola lebailam l'shem chova, the Gemara just calls it limitzvasa. Ikisha kosov l'shon ma shlomim bein shini kodesh bein shini bailim v'inan limitzvah af kol bein shini kodesh bein shini bailim limitzvah. Right, ukishlomim and so on. That's the discussion of the Gemara on Zainot days. And again, on Chesam and Aleph, when the Gemara has a discussion about Chatas, so how do you know that Chatas is unique and so on? Chatas Ashkechon Mitzvah Mishini Kodesh Bezrika Mishini Bailin Bein the Mitzvah Bein the Akev Ba'akev B'kol Avodas Mishini Kodesh But all of a sudden, on the Zion and Afkes, the Gemara is speaking about La'ola Labailam, L'Shem Chova, which applies to other Karbanos, as if it's a Stam, a Mitzvah. So how come sometimes Mitzvah, sometimes Pasul, what's going on? Even in terms of Chilol, as I say, it's not such a double Pashut, as Tosfos on the base of Aleph would have it. Now we already had this discussion a little bit in the Sugya Menachos and Ches on the base, according to Rashi. Right? The Gemara there speaks about Kivsei Aseres, which were Nishkut Shalokim Mitzvah San, and as we know that today is in Rashi, whether that means that the carbon is too old, in which case it's irrelevant to us at the moment, or it means Shalom Lishma. So I noted at the time that Shalom Lishma is signified in the Gemara Shalokim Mitzvah San. Now there it's Ma'akim, so it's even more interesting, obviously. There was using the expression mitzvah to talk about equal. So the Grizz makes this diuk as well in his piece in Psuli HaMukdashim. Basically, he argues in general that chatas, right, there are two dinim in chatas. One halacha, machshava poseles, as we've been discussing, and a second halacha of machshava, right, which is needed for hasher. And when absent, the reason that there's an ikuv is because, again, it's not bav in the dava, and therefore mimela there's nowhere for it to go, and the lack of hechsher creates himself. This is his suggested explanation that there are really two dinim in chatas. Of course, he's very bothered by the problem of asham. Why would it be that asham wouldn't have at least that second halacha, since it would seem that what creates that inability to have what I call the generic fallback position, or nadava, is the fact that it's l'shem ritzui v'kapara. So Hashem's also l'shem ritzui v'kapara, like chatos. Again, I hope that next week we'll speak about some of the individual karbanos. So when we speak about Hashem there, maybe I'll suggest a distinction between Hashem. We talk about Ola Hashem and chatos and their relationship. But the way the Grizz formulates the problem, and it's basically based on the Gemara here in the first parak, when the Gemara talks about whether it's Nitan, Beneder, or Benedava, Asham, and the role of Asham and Kapara, Rav Elazar's idea, Kachatas Kasham, based on, he gets it from the Gemara itself, right? It seems that in terms of the perspective of Kapara and Ritsui, that Asham is very similar to Chatas. So he ends up saying that there's a special Zerusa Kasham by Asham. Asham is the exception. But that otherwise in Achanami would be like Chatas, and Chatas has two dinim, and there are nafkamina. So, for example, that's how his take on the Tosas and Nazir that we also talked about. Tosas and Nazir Dafkov Chas seems to say that the problem of Chatas is that it doesn't have an outlet because it's not Nitan Binadab. So, Grizz has an interesting aura. He says, how come you don't just say it's Machshava Poselas? So, when I presented the Tosas and Nazir, because all along I've been trying to present that there are different perspectives on this question, I think there are rayas for there being different shitos. So that was one that shows that the whole problem of chatos is a problem of lack of hechsher, etc. He's very convinced that everybody agrees that chatos is a machshava pasalas. So how can you even have a tosis and nazir right, that disagrees? So he does have a very good hara, and that is that maybe that's in a particular case where it's not that you have machsheva shalo lishma. What you have is a situation where you withdrew the original hafrasha. So you end up with a korban, not that is shalom lishma, or the l'shem davar acher, but where the lishma has been rendered insignificant. So he says, oh, it's nafka in that case where you have a situation of chatas, you know, with no place to go, as opposed to chatas with a machshava aposeles. And that's why Tosas formulates it the way that they do. So the upshot of all this is his suggestion that Chatas has two dinim, that Hashem should have had one of them but doesn't, that's exerts a kasuv, that's something you know, to file away and to come back to, but that Chatas really does have these two ideas, and that Kivsei Atzeres, which are Shalokim Mitzvasa, which are Shalom Lishma, they're not really Chatas. But the Gemara says that there's a hekesh to chatas, and since there are two dinim of chatas, so it's to the second din of chatas, and that's why the Gemara calls it shalo kimitzvasa. What I'm trying to make is that even where there's an ikuv, the phrase shelokim mitzvasan as opposed to psulin or mechulalin, you know, becomes significant. To derech agav, we also made the suggestion in the Gemara in Menachos. I wanted to, again, he applies it to explain the problem why you need the ibur tzura and why there's no straight for miyad when it comes to kivsei atzeres. He says this for Rashi. I thought that one could say it even better, maybe for some of the other Rishonim, to answer Tosis's question, why this isn't included in the Mishnah. But either way, two things emerge from the Griz. Number one, this question of sensitivity to language. How we characterize things. Can it svasan, ksherin, psulin, kulalin, what do they all mean? Secondly, that there can be different models even in psul itself. And that's truly significant. Again, his view is that anything that's all of the Bible, the Shem Chova, is only a matter of mitzvah and heksher, etc. But the point is that this sensitivity to language, you know, once you're already engaging that whole point, really opens up the world of all the Bible and the Shem Chova. It's just as I think it's possible that Chatzos and Pesach themselves may absolutely be a din of lack of heksher, according to some Rishonim. I still think for other Rishonim, it's possible that all the Bible and the Shem Chova may be a din in Posel, and not just a halacha in Kapara or Ritzi. And I think it's certainly the case for the Rambam. And then the phraseology in the Gemara all over the place of Posel or Mitzvah becomes very suggestive. It sounds like the different days in the Gemara or different points in the Gemara, but the Gemara itself is weighing this compromise of kosher of lo'ol v'ayin shem chova and how to properly characterize it. And it could be that the Gemara changed its mind, meaning agav, searching for other limudim, so the Gemara wants to downplay as much as possible, because if you're not sure whether something is going to be ma'akev, you want to be skeptical whether it's going to be ma'akev, or you know that it applies to one avoda, and you want to be skeptical of whether it applies to other avodos, so the way to be skeptical is to downplay as much as possible, especially lo'ol l'bayil l'shem chova. Because basically you're saying, well, until you can prove to me that there's a davar of posel, you know, I think that everything is a din and mitzvah. So maybe that's why Dafka, when the Gemara is looking for the Makoros, you know, proof positive for Chatos and Pesach, etc. So that's why they shift to gears even. Never mind, they don't talk about psul, they talk about mitzvah in the middle status. Once you know that it's all posel, so then you might even say, well, maybe, you know, there aren't two dinim. Maybe these are just varying degrees of applying this davar posel. And, you know, even Toda L'Shem Shlamim is something that is possible, you know, and in the Rashi sense, meaning it's possible, i.e. Lo'ol L'Bayil L'Shem Chova. I don't mean possible, I mean, you know, it's not optimally kosher Lo'ol L'Bayil L'Shem Chova, which is what the Shita Debetzah says. I'm just saying, if you look carefully in the various Gemaras and the way the Rishonim treat those Gemaras, these are some of the impressions that you walk away from. For the Rambam, I think I say it's a davar pashut, the whole Perek Yud Gimel, the whole Perek Tes Vav, the link to Perek Yud Ches, everything else points in that direction as well. Okay. That's as far as that is concerned. I should also say, just derech agav, the Griz, there are two other horrors to make very quickly. Number one is, he starts off by suggesting for Rashi something else. I mentioned it the other day, and that is that there are two types of psuli aguf. There's a psuli aguf, which is a psul basar, which applies to pigul yotze and nosar tameh. And then there's a psuli aguf, which relates to the ritzu and the hakrava, and he's suggesting that that's something that might apply to the psul of lola shma. So he tries to prove this, or the model for this, and that's important too, is the idea of dam shenichnas lifnim. That dam shenichnas lifnim also requires ibur tzura, even though there's some evidence it's a psul aguf. And the point is that it's a psul aguf l'inyan, that even if there were two kosos, the avoda is nifsel. You can't redo the avoda. It's a psul across the whole ritzui and the hakrava, but it's not a psul inyan basar. It's not a psul basar the way that people and nosar and tame etc. are. So he initially suggests this for Rashi in Menachos, explain, you know, the difference between pigol and lo lishma. I thought that that would actually be a much better explanation for the Shita Mekubetzes. We mentioned last time that the Shita Mekubetzes gives two answers to explain why it is that there's no psul haguf and why there is need for Ibn Tzura. The first one is that just because we say in the Gemara in a few places that lo lishma is a psul haguf, that could be vis-a-vis Shuni Bailin. Shuni Kodesh vis-a-vis Shuni Bailin. It doesn't mean that it's an objective psul haguf. Never reaches the status of pigul. So what does that mean, that something is a psul haguf in comparison to Shuni Bailin, but not in comparison to pigul? Because I think what the Grizz says works very nicely for the Shita Mekubetzes. It could be that for Rashi, it's just not a psul haguf at all, and it has to do with some of the other Makoros that we spoke of. That's number one. Number two, one of the things that bothered the Grizz the most was, which is why he turned his back on that idea, was that the Gemara in Pesachim, the Ayin Gimel, seems to say clearly that lo lishma is a psul haguf. We spoke about some of the Makoros last time, whether it is or isn't a psul haguf, and the connection to Pigol and so on. So that Gemara in Pesachim is a strong raya, Ayin Gimel, that psul haguf applies to lo lishma as well. What's interesting is that that Gemara is not referring to Chatas, Pesach, or Shula Ola Labailam L'Shem Kolva. That is the Gemara that's referring, again, to the end of our Mishnah, to, Shimon Achi Azaria, Chayt Shachlan L'Shem Gavot Sheirim, L'Shem Namuch Mehen Psulim. So, I think it's very possible, we'll get back to this another point as well, to suggest that there's a difference between the Mandamrim and the Mishnah. As if you think that there is a Chisaron just in Chatas and in Pesach, right, so that can be explained in various ways. And if you think that anything that is L'Namuch Bahem is possible, then that may be explained in a different way. The point is that if you think that it's about chilol kodshim by mixing up with machsheves davar hanamuch mimenu, then it could be that that dafka is a psul haguf. But that doesn't prove, since we don't paskin like that mandamar, that doesn't prove that if you generally paskin la'olam v'ayil l'shem kova and pesach l'chatas are your only exceptions, it doesn't prove that they're midin davar posel, or for that matter, that they're a psul haguf. The Grizz is bring rayas from the final day of the Mishnah to the day that we paskin like, and could be that that's kufa, the issue or the problem. Okay, now let's get back to la'ola l'bayil l'shem chova. Just a few other aros before we move on to shini bayil, to Pesach, and then shini bayil. The last thing we're talking about the other day was the question of l'shem chulin. So the Shem Chulin presents an interesting challenge. As we know, the Rambam paskins of the Shem Chulin is lo'olo l'bayil l'shem chova, even when it comes to chatas. So I think that there could be two perspectives on that issue. The first thing I was saying, and that was the last point that we were able to get to on Thursday, was that from one perspective, one could have said that for the Rambam, having chatas, having an in-between position in chatas is not really so terrible. In other words, once you accept that according to the Rambam, lo'ol l'bayil l'shem chova is itself a psul, both on the level of ritzui and possibly even in terms of the karban, so the idea that chatas too could have such a status, even though chatas is a davar posales, is not so unacceptable. In that sense, you create one problem. Well, if generally there's a fallback position in Chatas, and you can have Kosher V'la'ala, so why don't you have Kosher V'la'ala generally? That's a problem. But you do solve the other problem, which is that, how could Chatas, a Machshava, Poseles, ever have this in-between status? Not so terrible. The in-between status even in Shar Karbanos, is indicative of a Davar HaPosalis. On the other hand, I think it really depends on how you understand L'shem Chulin. The other possibility is that L'shem Chulin Kishmo Keinu. I mean, the Gemara says not only, you know, Mino Ma'akriv Shalovim Ra'lo Ma'akriv, but the way the Gemara characterizes it, it's halacha of kachim mechalim sakachim, ein chulin mechalim sakachim. So I think the other possibility would be to say that for the Rambam, this lo'olo l'bailin l'shem kova is actually not comparable to the lo'olo l'bailin l'shem kova of Shar Karbanos. Let's say you have Asham or Ola or Shlamim or Pekor or Meiser, Shalol Lishma. So their lo'olo l'bailin l'shem kova. Is there any difference between that lo'olo l'bailin l'shem kova and Chatas l'shem chulin? Is it possible that the technically, structurally, they look similar. They're both Sheir Lulol Abayil and Shem Kova, but really they're two different ideas, two different din. And it's highlighted by saying the following. Is there a din of Lulol Abayil and Shem Kova in Shem Chulin in other Kabbalahs? We only know of it in the Gemara in Chatas. Right, the Gemara speaks about it in Mem Bam and Beis, and again in Gimel and Beis. The Gemara doesn't even speak about it explicitly regarding Pesach. And as we know, the Rambam Shita, we'll get to that in a few minutes, is that L'shem Pesach, Pesach L'shem Chulin, is actually possible. The only place where the Gemara speaks about it explicitly is Chatas. Jesse pointed out to me the other day, I look back, as I had it also noted, that the Rajba in Chulin, Daf Yud Gimel, says explicitly that L'shem Chulin applies to Ola as well. If you have an Ola, L'shem Chulin, marked it here somewhere. Yeah. There's a Rajman Chulin Yigimel Nalash. Shadu Shehi Ola, Shachta L'shem Chulin, Kinan Kalas Vach Shol Shmang Sherim, El Shalala Bailin L'shem Chulin. So Ola L'shem Chulin is also L'ola L'bailin L'shem Chulin. The Ramban, as we know, is of the opinion that there's no difference between Chatas and other Korbanos. But for the Ramban, it's not that everything is La'ol L'bayim L'shem Chova, everything is Afilu Ola L'chova, right? Even Chatas. But the Ramban's Chiddush is to ignore the Gemara on Mem Vav Amud Beis. And I think Sam or one of you pointed out to me last time correctly, and I think it's true, that somehow the Ramban had to come to the conclusion that there's a, that even though this Gemara is mentioned twice, one on Daf Gimel and Beis and one on Daf Memba and Beis, so he had to come to the conclusion that these two Gemaras differ. After all, the Gemara says explicitly on Memba and Beis, L'ol L'bayil and L'shem Kova. It doesn't say that on Gimel and Beis. Instead, Gimel and Beis emphasizes more Kachim mechalim sakachim, ein kachim mechalim, ein chulim mechalim sakachim. And the conclusion the Ramban reached was that it's afilu ola ola l'shem kol. But the point I was trying to make was, if you just read the two Gemaras, you don't think there's a machlokas. You have to have some compelling reason to be uncomfortable with the conclusion that chulin has the ability, you know, to take things down a level, or at least in the context of Chatas, that it has that ability. Then you could say, well, you know, it doesn't say that explicitly on Gimel and Beis. Maybe Gimel and Beis is a different emphasis. You wouldn't just say it by reading the two Gemaras. Reading two Gemaras, you would just come away with the thought that, you know, Divrei HaGemara, you know, Ashira b'makom echad and Aniya, you know, b'makom acher. You have to put the two Gemaras together to get the full picture. There's no compelling reason per se to think that there's a stira. Either way, the Ramban's view is that it's Ola Legamri, it's Kasher Legamri, for Chatas and for everything else. No difference in Chatas and everything else. The Rajva in Chulin says, in both cases, even in Shar Dvarim, it is Kasher V'Lo'ol Bailim L'Shem Chova. Rabbi Kineger in the Perush on Mishnah asked the question, you know, what would be, he raises this question, what would be the status of L'Shem Chulin for other korbanos. So he says the whole thing is just, you know, a little strange. He says the pashtus is supposed to be, you know, olo lebayil l'shem kova, but then what's the point? Because olo l'shem shlamin and olo l'shem b'kor l'shem shlamin is also olo lebayil l'shem kova. So what's the big deal? So why should it be such a halacha, you know, one way or another? The Keren Ora and the Griz, I'm sure among others, but the ones I'm aware of, say no. Even if in Chathos we hold like the Rambam that la'ola l'vaylam l'shem kova, when it comes to Shar Korbanos, the rule is that it's kosher. In other words, they hold like the Ramban for Shar Korbanos and like the Rambam for Chathos. So that, of course, is an intriguing shita. There, I think what we just simply say is that chatas is more sensitive in terms of its requirements, you know, of lishma. So even if it isn't posel legamri, let's say the need for hechsher, Avigdor was making the suggestion to me, except the problem is the yosham problem, that, you know, since, you know, in chatas there's a l'shem chet issue in addition, so maybe that has some impact. The problem is why doesn't that affect Asham? I am not aware of a shita that says explicitly that Asham would be with Chatas. That would be a sensational shita. Asham goes with Chatas and everything else is different. Again, in the ruach of the analysis of the Griz, in Pesula Mekdashim, if not for the Gzeres HaKasher, that would make a lot of sense. But I'm not aware of an actual shita that says that. So that would be important, that Chatas sensitivity, which is expressed normally in Ikuv, when everything else is the kosher of Lo L'Shem Chova, so knocks it down one madrega in terms of kapara and ritsui when it comes to L'Shem Chova. That would be the view of the Keren Ora and the Griz, etc. And we can explain that different ways, either on the posel level. It's hard to say that because the expression of the Gemara is kachin mechalim is a kachin, ein chulin mechalim is a kachin. So more probably appropriate would be to say that the chatchila, the chiyu, the mitzvah part, again, if there are two aspects in chatas in particular, so the mitzvah part is something which is undermined by l'shem chulin, and that's not undermined, that you know, the chiyu part, which is the posel part, is not. But let's getting back to the Rashba for a moment. If we assume that la'ol l'bayil l'shem kova does apply to shar korbanos, so Rabbi Gevinger has a very good question. Right? Now, what's the difference between ol l'shem shlamim and ol l'shem chulin? See, but I think one could suggest that there might be several nafkamina, and that the difference is conceptual. In both cases, you have la'ol l'bayil l'shem kova, but it's a different la'ol l'bayil l'shem kova. Because we have two models of La'ol L'Bayil L'Shem Chova. We have one model of La'ol L'Bayil L'Shem Chova, which says, oh, it's just limited to Ritzui and Kapara, and it's basically Kasher, and it's a mitzvah. You know, that's one perspective. And, again, it's more Kasher than it is Pasul. And it's also L'Shnuye, and the Shita Mekubetzis' comment, you know, of not only the Kedusha Sayyid kindly, but, you know, the full Kedusha of what it was is still intact. And then there's the other perspective that we've been pursuing in the whole Rabbi L'Shem Chova, right? In particular for the Rambam, but not only for the Rambam. That is, on the contrary, it's more puzzle than it is kosher. And, you know, the fact that it's kosher is a bit misleading. All right, so the degree of its posel, you know, is limited, or it's even posel legamri, but let's say the nedarim and the dava aspect, the generic aspect, you know, kicks in. And you don't really have that when it comes to chatas. But it's really posel legamri, or to say it a different way, as we've been saying it, right, la'ol l'bayil l'shem chova is also subject to la'ich hashem, right, or no, just, it's not, you know, it's not an optimum, you know, l'chatchila hakrova. Oh. So if that's true, so then one might say that it's true that l'shem chulin is la'ol l'bayil l'shem chova, but it's not the same Ola by L'Shem Chova as L'Shem Ola, or Ola L'Shem Shlamin, because in one case it's Chulin, it's Kodshim, Mechalel, Esa Kodshim, you know, and it might be generic, but at least the original Shem is Paka, And in this case, it's all violent shem chova. You don't have full kapara, maybe you have a chiyuv neder to bring another one. But you don't have this chilo. And there could be nafkamina, not only which isur you violate, but many other nafkaminas as well. For example, as we've been talking, is there an isur l'shnuye, necessarily? What if you have, you know, l'shem chulin v'lo l'shem, l'shma u'l'shem chulin, you know, together? Some of the other issues that we've been discussing, which might be nafkamina generally, might be the nafkamina between these two forms of lo bayim l'shem chova themselves, and that would be very consequential. Question of the question could be a question of hibur tzura, but right now would be limited to to other cases. So this would be, having said that, one could now go back to the Rambam part of it as well. When the Rambam says that there's a la'ola l'bailin l'shem chova, you know, when it comes to chulin, so is that the same as the la'ola l'bailin l'shem chova of shar kachim? Right? Because if you have ola l'shem shlamim, so that's still kachim mechalim sakachim. When the Rambam has chakos l'shem chulin, right, that's ein chulin mechalim sakachim. So even though in both cases it's all the violence shem chova, it could be that there are serious nafkamina. Again, just to highlight it again, just in a different way, and last time we spoke about some of the interesting gemaras about what happens once you have all the violence shem chova. So what happens to all the accoutrements of the original korban? Right, we talked about some of the various gemaras. The gemaras on Mem Zayin, in Menachos, and Mem Chesam and Aleph with Kiddush Alechem. And of course, we've Chesam Beis we've been talking about, and then we talked about Beit Chesam Beis in Menachos, and the Bali Tosis there, and Tzadi Aleph Amid Aleph, you know, and Tosis' comments there. Namely, what happens to all these other things, the Nesachim, and the Kiddush Alechem, and all the various different things, and can you be Mechalek between them, etc. So, again, is it possible that when it comes to these things, we just don't have information, but at least to be smart, I don't think it's so absurd to raise the question, is there a difference between, you know, Ola L'Shem Shlamim and Ola L'Shem Chulin? Is it possible that you get much more residual impact when it's Kachim Chalim Sakachim than it would in a situation where it's Ein Chulin Chalim Sakachim? Even if you take the view, not like the Orzo, not like the Keren Ora and the Grizz, and really there is the impact of the Ola L'Bailin L'Shem Chova. So that, I think, is a very important issue, something that's very important to pursue. Okay, having said that, so let's just highlight it further in a couple of quick ways, just by turning for a minute to some of the Lashonos of the Gemara. The Gemara in Psachim, so essentially we've been talking about the relationship between the Ola L'Bailin L'Shem Chova and what kind of compromises. And again, you have to pursue the Gemara as the one in base, Amud Aleph, the base on base, as we discussed. Victor Shosai, Kaimon Yisrael L'Shnuye, the Gemara in Daf Dalet, when the Gemara says, well, what's the point of both? The Gemara in Daf Hei, the Gemara in Daf Vav, the Gemara is about Nedava. All these are going to be very, very crucial to the bigger picture. So this question of the relationship between Chatas and Pesach in particular, and L'Ol L'Bailin L'Shem Chova, how much of a gap there is between them, and in either direction. In other words, does the fact that other Karbonos are L'Ol L'Bailin L'Shem are kosher despite L'Ol L'Bailin L'Shem Chova, does that impact on the degree to which Chatas and Pesach are poslim? That was a line of Shita Mekubetzes in Menachos, the second day. Or in the other direction, will we say that the fact that, you know, there is impact in terms of Chatzis and Pesach, so that establishes a certain stature of Lo Lishma, even in terms of Lo L'Bailin L'Shem Chova. Well, those are two opposite perspectives, as opposed to the more, I would say, traditional view, which is Pesach and Chatzis L'Chod. You know, that's when you have a posel, and L'Ol L'Bailin L'Shem Chova L'Chod. That's when you don't. You have a straight break. So just to point out two or three Gemaras very quickly, and how they're understood by Rishonim becomes very, very important. One, of course, is the Gemara here in Pesachim, Daf Samech Omid Beis. So the Gemara has a discussion here. Pesach, of course, is very fascinating. Bismano and Shelo Bismano both. So the Gemara says, Ibai Lehu, Pesach Sheshachtu B'Shari Mas Hashana, L'Shmo V'Shelo L'Shmo Mahu. Right, let's say you have both the Shmo and Shelo L'Shmo, Pesach, Shari Mas Hashana. Pesach Shari Mas Hashana is Pasal L'Shmo. It's Kosher Shelo L'Shmo. What if you put the two together? Right, Mi Asa Shelo L'Shmo Mapiklei Midei L'Shmo U'Mashir Olo. So the Gemara says, Ki Asa Ravdima Ma'amrita L'Shmai Dekam B'Drab Yirmiya Hov L'Shmo Machshir Mazmano Shelo B'Zmano L'Shmo Machshir Shelo B'Zmano Ma L'Shmo Machshir B'Zmano Eim Otsi Midei L'Shelo L'Shmo Av Shelo L'Shmo Machshiro Shelo B'Zmano Eim Otsi Midei L'Shmo U'Pasim. Amali, he answered him, this is the key line that I'm just in the moment, Lo im amros b'shalo l'shmo, right, shekein noeg b'chol hazvachim, Torah b'lishmo, shekein ein noeg b'chol hazvachim. How can you compare the impact of shalo l'shmo b'zmano with the impact of l'shmo shalo b'zmano, right, as a posel, they're not comparable at all, shalo l'shmo, Shelo Bismano is a unique halacha. It's a singular halacha. It applies only to Pesach. Shelo Lishmo Bismano, says the Gemara, according to this day in the Gemara, right? Lo Mamras, Shelo Lishmo, Shekeinoi, Bechalaz Vachim. That's not unique to Pesach. Right? That applies to all Zvachim. So what does it mean it applies to all Zvachim? Right? So one could have said, theoretically, that the reference is to Chatos. It's not only Pesach, it applies elsewhere. In Zvachim, it applies to Chatas. Or you could have said it's according to the Mandamar Shinamuch, or the Mishnah later on, Daf Yod Gimel, that has Ola, or maybe it's Rabban Lazar, who also has Asham. I mean, there are different ways to say it. But Rashi, and Rabbeinu Chananel, Alatar, explain what do they mean. Shekein Noik Psulo B'Kol HaZvachim, right? O lifsol legamri b'pesach u'b'chatas. O lifsol me'alos lebailam l'shem chova b'shar zvachim. K'nitam kol ha'zvachim shizv b'shalom l'shman k'sherin lizor b'la'akter emurim b'lechol b'saran v'la'o lebailam l'shem chova chutzim pesach b'chatas shepsum legamri. Alma noig b'chol ha'zvachim hilkach la'osi l'shmo mapik le'midei miyadei legamri. So this Gemara, at least this line in the Chakubataya, seems to say clearly that La'olo Lebailin, the Shem Chova, is a psula, lo lishma. That there's a connection. It's not just a lack of hechsher, it's not just a din kapara, it's not just a din, oh, you somehow didn't fulfill your neder properly, so you have to bring another karban. It's much more than that. It's a psul. There's a comparison between Chatos and Pesach, Li'ikuva, and Indian Ritsui, the Kapara, Tishar Korban. That's a very powerful line in the Gemara. Compare that to the opposite perspective that we find also in the Shakunataria on Yud, I say opposite perspective, the different perspective that we find on Yud Amid Aleph. And here the Gemara talks about the problem. Here on Tesla Base, the Gemara speaks about Mechashin me'avoda la'avoda, on the bottom of Tesson Beis. If ma'shachta l'shma, lizrog dama shelo l'shma. Yochan Rapsula Rishlaka Shama Ksheir. It's a question whether or not shchita, right, l'shem zrika shelo l'shma, I mean, shchita l'shma, but it's l'shem zrika lo l'shma. So would we say the equivalent of mechashin me'avoda la'avoda or not? In Pigol we do. What about lo l'shma? So that's makokas or Yochan Rishlakish. Gemara explains, Rabbi Yochanan Rav Psula, Mechashu Mevod La'avoda, V'yalpinu Hashem's Pigol. It's already, we're on heightened, you know, sensitivity, because this is part of our topic, really. To what extent is Lishma the same or different than Pigol? So Mechashu Mevod La'avoda is a Pigol halacha. So, yes, Rish Lakish says, K'sheira, Ein Mechashu Mevod La'avoda, V'lo Yalpinu Hashem's Pigol. V'ozo Tamay, the Itmar, top of Yudam. Ach, Shokhets Behema, not Sisra Dumbala, but it's Kochavim, like the Kelba, that's Kochavim, fine. That's a question of Chutz, Mipnim, and so on, etc. Good. Okay. Then the Gemara, the Shakam Karya, says as follows. Kiyasim Rabdim Elmar Masim Rabbi Yiriel Nesiyul Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yila, Nesiyul Reish Lakish. Yiriel Nesiyul Rabbi Yochanan, Ma B'mokum Shimom Arini Shochet, Kutz Nizmano Shu Kasher, Shachdom Anas Lizar Doma Kutz Nizmano Pasul. So, if when it comes to Pigul, which there's no Psul Shkita, there's only Mechashim Lavoda Lavoda, so Mokom Shimon already Shokin Shimlo Lishmo, right on the Shkita itself, which is Pasul, so Shachtam Nats Lizar Dama Shimlo Lishmo, and Adin Shei Pasul. Meaning Lo Lishma is a more expansive Psul than the Psul of Pigul, and therefore Pigul's Mechashim Lavoda Lavoda, Kuadin or Kol Shekain Lishma. So the Gemara says, Maskef L'Rav Abar Ahilai Ma L'Chutzos Mano Shekain Kares Elam Abilai Hachikam Ma Mokom Shemam Reini Shokin Chutzos Mokomo Shekosher Shokin Lazun. One second Maskef Rashi Ma L'Chutzos Mokomo Shekain Noig B'Chol HaZvachim. That's what I want. Tomar B'Shalo Lishmo She'en Anoig Elam B'Pesach B'Chatos. That's a good line, right? Shalom Lishma is only possible by Pesach Mechatas. So what happened to Lahol Levaylam L'Shem Kova? Right? That's because, that's not Psul. That's because it's L'Mitzvah. So this Gemara here seems to be distinguishing, that's the middle Shita, the traditional Shita, Mechatas and Pesach, and Shar Karbanot. Then if you look later on Yud Gimel and Aleph, you have the third perspective. Is it Yud Gimel? Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Okay. Yes, the Gemara here has the question about Pigol. Gemara wants to know. Yeah. So the Gemara here has the question. The normal rule when it comes to Pigol is that if there's a psul, again, it has to be Karav HaMatir Kimitzvasa. So if there's already a psul, that won't happen. So the point is, now here when it comes to La'ol L'Bailam L'Shem Chova, right, so I should say, in the case of La'ol L'Bailam L'Shem Chova, say that there's no, it's not subject to Pigol, because it's already possible. If we really hold that it's not just an ikuv in the kapara, but it's a really a pagam in the karban, so that would be great. No one says that. How come no one says that? Because, so if the karban is still kosher, right, whether it's the same karban or it's a different karban, it's a generic karban, it's a hyphenated karban, not, even the worst that you're going to say, Lemaisa, there is a Chafzashal Karban here. So there's a Chafzashal Karban which is kosher. So of course it's going to be Pigol in the case of Shar Karbanos. The question is, what about Pesach and Chatos? So where's the line I'm looking for? So the Gemara says, maybe when it comes to Pesach and Chatos, you should say that it is kosher. I'm sorry, you should say that there's... that it's subject to Pigol, because there's a Yud Gimel on the base. Imash Shlomim Shalol Lishma Ein Motzim Bidei Pigol Afchata Shalol Lishma Ein Motzim Bidei Pigol. So roughly halfway down, a little more than halfway down the page. Omer Rav Yosef, Rav Chanina, in a kol mishlam lamdu, ho v'chutzum komo posel b'shlamim, shalom shom posel b'chatas, ma chutzum mekomo, a posel b'shlamim, motzim b'day pigol, af shalom shom a posel b'chatas, motzim b'day pigol. Rav Yirmi mitzidat avra, Ma l'chutzu mekomo aposo v'shlamim shekein noig b'kol ha'zvachim. Tomo v'shalo l'shmo she'ena noig elo v'pesach v'chatas bilvat. So what's he saying? That you won't have pigol in Pesach v'chatas because shalo l'shma doesn't extend beyond Pesach v'chatas. Who cares? We're only in Pesach v'chatas. Right? So here's where you have the formulation, or the, I guess, the inspiration for the formulation of the Shita Mekubetzes in Menachos. Yeah, what does Shita Mekubetzes in Menachos say? The reason that shalo l'shma, even when it's ma'akev, right, is not considered a psula guf, and you require ibur tzura, is because shalol shma is a kal. It's a psul kal, not a psul chamor, vis-a-vis pigol. After all, bishar korbanos, right, it's kosher for the whole of Ilam Shem Chova. The fact that its ikuv is limited to chatz and pesach is significant. Chatz and pesach, and let's say kivsei atzeres, let's say, is significant to Chatzis and Pesach and Kivsei Atzeres itself. Right? So that, of course, is exactly... So in these three Gemaras, we have the three formulations of the extreme, of the range.
Right?
What?
Oh,
okay. Good point. Yeah. Maybe, yeah, they don't necessarily make it Lamaskana. I mean, at the end of the day, Pigol is excluded in the case of Chatas and Pesach. We know that to be true. As I say, it's not clear that these are all the Maskana. It's a good point. But Rabbi Yirmiyah is consistent about the view that, you know, all Kachim is a single unit. Whether the fact that normally it's all of Ilam Shem Chova, you know, reflects on Chatas and Pesach being just a, you know, psul, based on ikuv rather than a posel, or it's the opposite. The fact that it's all one unit, so Chatz and Pesach reflect on the rest of the Karbanos, that the all of Bailam Hashem Chova is a psul, you know, those are two opposites. And middle shita, I'd say, is the view that Chatz is a Pesach l'chud, and this is l'chud. Now, having said that, I think there, again, could be all sorts of nafkamina, as we've been discussing. Again, connection to Pigol, other such things, among other things. Now, let's mention one or two other horrors quickly, and then I'll bring it back to one final point. Partially, to what extent do we view the, is this a Loich Hashem, is it just Yisra Asay, what kind of Aveira is it? It's an interesting discussion in the Or Zeruah. I think this is quoted in the Knesset Rishon, but I just wasn't able to find it. I was looking for it earlier today. But the Or Zeruah in Siman Reish Chav Gimel in Psachim discusses the question of Einar Mesim Atzma Rasha. Is a person neman to say, you know, that he brought his Korban Pesach Shalom Lishmo? That's a discussion. So the Or Zeruah has an interesting line, in the Mesim Atzma Rasha, compared to Tony Ravani Lartzoni, right? Well, the interesting thing is that he brings a raya from the Gemara of Asa L'Shnuyebe. So I think it's interesting that the raya for Pesach is being brought from Shar Karbanos L'Inyan L'Olo L'Vailin L'Shem Chol. One could have said, you know, it's one thing to say that there's an Yisra Seh, or he didn't fulfill the mitzvah, you know, properly. There's enough kamina with respect to Ritzvi Kapara, but Einan Meisim Atzmo Asha. Wow. You know, for that, you probably have to qualify for something like Loich Hashem. And that would be another issue to consider, another possible nafkamina. Okay, so I want to get to Shani Violent today, at least to begin, so I'll skip some of the other issues. The Mishnah Melech, just one other point, which we'll get back to anyway with Shani Violent, The Mishnah Melech in Chutzpah Mikdashim Parak Tazkoh Halach Aleph has a safek, right? The Gemara seems to say that Shini Bailim only applies to Zrika, not to the other Dalon of Ogos. Again, we'll talk about that soon enough. He's mistapek when that's true only with regard to the Psul of Chatos and Pesach, or it extends also to La'ol Bailim L'Shem Kol. And in the end, he concludes that it applies equally to both. But the very Safek, again, is weighing to what extent the La'ol Bailim L'Shem Kova, you know, where it applies, is a real psul. Again, it might be a generic korban, but the Indian, the original korban, it's possible gamri, or not. But if you're going to be mechalek between La'ol Bailim L'Shem Kova and Chatos Pesach with regard to an issue such as that, you have to assume that the difference is a quality. Okay. Now, this question, I think, brings us back to one other final issue, a very important one. Till now, we've been treating Chatos and Pesach as a single unit. Just as we raise the question, you know, whether or not Kitzei Atzeres, let's say, according to that day in the Gemara, again, we don't paskin like that, the Gemara, according to Dayan Gemara in Menachos Memchesim Beis and Rashi, that you know Shalokim Mitzvason is Ma'akev. So and not only Kitzei Atzeres, could be a few other things also like Hashanah Menazir, etc. So whatever is included in that whole group. So we consider the possibility that really there are two categories: Chatos and Pesach, and there is Kitzei Atzeres. And I was saying, you know, what the Shittim Kubetza says or what the Rebbe will say, etc. You know, to, I guess, to justify somewhat this other category could be said, or to justify by the fact that there's no Ibur, there's a need for Ibur Tzura, there's no Sreifa Miyad, it could be that this is Dafka, Kivsei Atzeres, the extension, and again, that will also explain the problem of Tosis, why it's omitted from the Mishnah and Zvachim, etc. Okay. But I alluded at the very, very beginning, that even though normally Chatos and Pesach are a unit, and we just saw, right, the Gemara Pesachim, the Gemara Pesachim, Hafiyu, the Gemara Pesachim, the Gimel Amid Beis, right, normally Pesachim and Chataos are a single unit. Is it possible to distinguish between them? So, let's just analyze that for a couple of minutes before we begin a brief discussion of Shinui Bible. And especially say in light of the Griz, if there's more than one din of Chatos itself, we've already seen that there's more than one perspective on Chatos, is it possible that we should be mechalik between Chatos and Pesach themselves? So I think this is highlighted by the question of Shchut Eichutz, which I told you to look at very briefly. So the Gemara talks about, Gemara Yuma, Daf Samach Gimel, talks about the problem of Shchut Eichutz of Pesach. The Gemara is not so clear. The issue zeroes in on the problem of Lishma B'Sharimos Hashana. If you bring a Pesach, B'Sharimos Hashana, L'Shem Pesach, so it's Pasol. So the question is, do you violate Shchut Eichutz or not? The rule generally when it comes to Shchut Eichutz is that the anything that's not Roy, the Pesach, all Moed, is not subject. It's not subject to Shchut Eichutz. Shchut Eichutz has to be something which, had it been bifnim, would be kosher, but you do it b'chutz. So it's, you know, again, however you explain it, the point is that the whether it's thumbing your nose at the mikdash, that's being makar of a korban which belongs in the mikdash in the chutz, or it's just a shiur in what constitutes a, you know, hakrava, so that then you can talk about the psul of chutz in its own right. Not necessarily the mechayev of chutz is the defiance or the rejection of bifnim. That's a topic in its own. That's a very important issue, a very important topic. I think when we learned Chulin, we talked about it a little bit. We're trying to explain why the psukim, you know, shkutei chutz, all of a sudden pop up when we're talking about, you know, regular shkitas chulin. Okay. Anyways, the general rule is that if something is not royal, the Pesach Ol Moed, then it's not chayav misa for Shchut Eichutz. Okay. So, of course, it's a bit of a chiddush to say that Pesach, Lishma, Kalashana, which is possible, that nonetheless is a chiyu, Shkutei Chametz. Okay, but the Gemara does seem to say that on some Kimon Aleph in Yuma. The Gemara explains it. After all, Moshe Pesach Shlamim, so apparently it's connected enough. And that requires its own explanation. But what about, what's not clear is Erev Pesach, the Boker, the Fnei Chatzos. And what about on Pesach itself, Shalom Lishma? Let's say you remark of a Korban Pesach, Shalom Lishma, after Chatzos, on Pesach itself. So that Korban is Pasul. So what about its status, Le'inyan Shchutei Chutz? As far as I know, the Gemara does not discuss that question. However, there's an interesting Rambam. That's the one I wanted you to look at. Rambam, Menuchos Ma'aser Korbanos, Perek Yudches. Actually, we'll talk about two Rambams. One is Yudches Yud, and the other is Yudches Yud Beis. Neither of them are explicit. Both of them are, I think, pretty suggestive. Yudches Yud. Asham Talui Chatas Of Habal Asafek Shekrivan Bachutz Patur. Sharei lo nikva ha'isa. Hashem mitzorah shachta b'chut shalom l'shmo chayiv. Ova shalom l'shmo rai d'pnim v'kosher k'mo she'izvar. Chol korban shu patur al shchitasa b'chut kachu patur ha'layasa. So the simple pshat of Perek Yudches Halacha Yud, it doesn't say it explicitly, is that Hashem mitzorah shachta b'chut shalom l'shmo chayiv chol b'shalom l'shmo rai d'pnim v'kosher. Sounds like it was a chatas, right? And you were shoking it to Bakut's Shalom Lishma. Since it would be possible, you wouldn't violate Shkutei Chutz. The Rambam doesn't say it explicitly, but from what it does say, in the case of Asher Mitzorah, it seems clear that would be the conclusion regarding chatas. Okay. Halacha Yud Beis, Rambam addresses Pesach. Here he says, Ashokin Shlom and Bakut's Kodim Shiftchud Vlasos Ha'echal Patur, Shem B'chasar Maisa, Achachi Ruin Likarev Pnei Hashem Kamoshev Yehudu, Vashochet Es HaPesach B'chutz, Afilu B'shar Yimos HaShana, Bein L'shmo Bein Shalom L'shmo, Chayim, Shapesach B'shar Yimos HaShana, Shlamim Hu. So part of this halacha, the part of Shar Yimos HaShana L'shmo, is the Gemara and Yuma that we talked about. Shapesa B'shayim HaShana, Shlamim. Again, it needs to be explained, but that's the Gemara. It seems to defy the normal rule of in a royal Pesach Kol Moed. Somehow, the fact that a Pesach B'shayim HaShana, Shlamim solves that problem. Okay. But it also sounds in the Rambam, from the word Afilu, Rambam says, Ashoken is a Pesach, Bachutz, Afilu B'shayim HaShana, Bein l'shmo, bein shalom l'shmo chayiv. And if you were shochet b'pesach b'chutz on Pesach, so l'shmo, of course, you'd be chayiv, no question about that, because it's really le Pesach ol moed, right? But what about shalom l'shmo? Presumably you'd be patur. But it doesn't sound that way in the Rambam. It sounds like the Rambam holds that you're chayiv. Because it's shochet to Pesach b'chutz, afilu b'shar yimos hashana. So the Kesem Mishnah is very strict. The Kesem Mishnah circumscribes this halacha significantly. He says, no, it only refers to the halacha of Shar Yimos HaShana, not Baboker Pesach, not the Pesach itself. Of course, Pesach itself, if it was L'shma, it would be fine. Shalom L'shma would be Pater. There would be no Chiyuv Shkutei Chutz. If you ask me, simple reading of the Rambam is that no matter when you are shochet to Korban Pesach, according to the Rambam, b'chutz, you're always chayiv. In which case, according to the Rambam, there would appear to be a discrepancy between Pesach and Chatas. So let's just take a step back for a moment. The Baalei Tosfos discussed the question about Chatas, and it seems to be a machlokas between Tosfos. Tosfos and Yuma, on Samach Yuma Lamed Aleph, seems to say that both Pesach and Chatas, again, the Gemara speaks about Pesach and Yuma, but both Pesach and Chatas, which were brought Shalom L'shma, Achai. Tosfos and Zvachim on Nun Tesfos Beis seems to disagree. Tosfos and Zvachim on Tesfos Beis seem to say that there is a Ptur Shkudechutz on Pesach and Katos Shalom Lishma. What's that Machlokas about? So it's hard to say. It could be Machlokas about one of two points, or both of them. There are two issues here. One is this equation between Roy LePesach Ol Moed and Shkudechutz. Again, we're not... These are not our topics right now, so I just want to gloss over them very quickly. That's the end of the Sugya, the end of Zvachim, talking about the topics of Shkudei Chutz. What do we mean when we talk about Roy LePesach Ol Moed? So let's say that the short version of the story, I would say, is that there are some Rishonim who take this very literally. According to them, every step of the way, there has to be Heter, has to be Roy LePesach Ol Moed. If you have a Korban, which for any reason, even if it has nothing to do with the Chetzah Shel Korban, it has to do with an equal in the Hakrava, and of course you could draw the line in other places too. Say anything that in parallel the Olam Moed would be a Pagam or an Ikuv or a Psul, right, disqualifies a potential Chiyu, or saves you, depending on your point of view, from Shchut Dechutz. That's one perspective. Then there are other Rishonim who take the opinion that Roila, that's a Olam Moed, is a general statement, and it depends what kind of Psul and Pagam. If it's some technical reason why this wouldn't be Kasher, but the Chetzah Shel Korban, right, is intact, so what do we mean intact? It has a shame korban, we mean it has hechsher korban, even if there's a psul akraba, but there are all sorts of, in the world of the korbanos, as we've already seen in Lishma and Pigo and other things, right, there are all sorts of psulim and pagamim, poslim, psulim, pagamim, ikuvim in the akraba, in a particular avoda, you can do the avoda over again, it's a pagam in the korban, it's a pagam in the basar. There are all sorts of levels. So where do you draw the line? If you draw the line, if you assume that Roy LePesach Ol Moed isn't 100% parallel with anything, where do you draw the line? So it could be that there's a machlokas here on this point, meaning everybody agrees that the problem of Chatos and Pesach, Shelo Lishma, let's say, does not compromise the Chatos Shel Korban, or at least on some level. But since there's an equal, right, not only in the kapara, but also in the hechsher of the korban, right, even though maybe the shame korban is there, it's not, it's a technicality, but nonetheless, it's still enough to break the parallel and to potter you, to exempt you from shkutei chutz. So the machlokas is to what extent shkutei chutz depends on the exact parallel of Roy LePesach Ol Moed, or drawing the line, etc. That's one explanation. The other explanation, better for our purposes, obviously, is that this Gufa is a machlokas about the Ptur of Chatos and Pesach. I'm sorry, Ptur, the Psul of Chatos and Pesach. If we take the view that Chatos and Pesach, are just, all the Bible and Shem Chova plus, meaning they're basically Ksherim, but, since there's no nedava, there's no outlet for it, it's not a terrible psul, you just don't have the conditions of the hechsher, but mimela, there's just nothing to do about it, there's no nedava, or shana la'akev, however you want to explain it. Right, but nothing too terrible. We wouldn't say, the shame korban has been savaged here. Not at all. So then you might say, for purposes of shkutei chutz, let's say, we'll take this view. For shkutei chutz purposes, we count on the chetzah shel korban, not on whether or not there's a hechsher akraba. And mimela, there's going to be a chiyuv shkutei chutz, even though all the bible, not only all the bible, but even though possible. However, the other mandama, the other view in Tosa says, shkutei chutz is out of the question here, because this isn't just a hechsher akraba problem, this is a chetzah shel korban problem. So the machlokas is exactly what we've been discussing, the two views of how to look at chatos and pesach. However, for the Rambam, this is the case that we have a problem, unless the view is all wrong. It seems like when it comes to Chatos, there would be a Ptur Shkutei Chutz. It seems like when it comes to Pesach, there is a Chiyuv Shkutei Chutz. So, which is it? Either Lo Lishma is a problem for Shkutei Chutz, or it's not. But it can't be one or the other. It has to be consistent. Oh. So maybe the idea of the Rambam is to say as follows. I think there are several issues, but I'm not going to go through all of them. I want to write a piece on this, but we'll say two things. The two that are nogea to us very quickly. One is the question of Shkut Dechot. The Rambam himself happens to be maybe the strongest advocate of the view that Shkut Dechot doesn't depend l'maisa on Roy L'Pesach Kol Moed, but that's a shear in the Korban. This is indicated by several Rambams. Some kind points this out as well. But the Rambam Shita, when it comes to Bizman Hazeh, can you have Shkut Dechot Bizman Hazeh? This is the Rambam in Perk Yud Tes Alach HaTesvav. He talks about Malika, Yud Ches, I have a list, Belayla, Yud Ches, Yud Zayin, right, there's no Yom Savoso, Korban Asmi Brav Vayom, can you have Shkut Echutz Belayla, the Rambam Shita about Sariyon HaShtaleach, which is a very famous Shita, Perk Yud Ches Alach Yirah, that's actually the Halacha in between Chatas and Pesach. These Rambams all point in the direction that the Rambam takes the more subtle view. In other words, that Roy the Pesach Kol Moed is a shear in the Chatz Shel Korban of some sort. Oh. What about the second point? So, I mean, either it is or it isn't. So here, to get back to that original suggestion that we made, is it possible, just as we've had two options all along, both in all of Ilam and Shem Kova, we've tried to document all of these things, and in Chatz and Pesach? Right. And how connected Lo'olabayl Neshem Chova and Chatzin Pesach are. Right? It's an extra problem. Or it's a more posel, pagam, chetza shel korban, psula guf, you know, problem, etc. We have explicit evidence, you know, in the Gemaras that there's conflicting views about the question of psula guf, certainly. So is it possible that in that gufa we could be mechalik in Chatzos and Pesach? And while one could make the case maybe in either direction, for the Rambam, at least, let's make the case in one direction. Let's start off by pointing out, as we did, that one could have thought that the unique feature of Chatas, which makes it more chamor, etc., subject to a higher standard, let's say, of Lishma, is the fact that its kapara component is more pronounced, right, per se, right, or is a chumra, as part of the chumra of the Kedushas, a korban, and its capacity to be Nischala. So, the fact that Rabbi Eliezer wants to say Kachatos Ka'asham to include Asham because of its kapara power, you know, obviously points in that direction. Either way, if we're talking about the Chomer, a korban, forget about the kapara for the moment. So again, Sochatos is obviously high up there. Mishnah later on, Kalatadir, which I mentioned is a good parallel, talks about, you know, Mekudash. So Chatos is pretty Mekudash. The big, you know, kind of rivalry between Chatos and Ola, you know, Chatos is Chaper, Ola is Kolol and Mizbeach, but, you know, they're both good candidates for being the most Mekudash. So that idea that it's therefore more subject to Chilo, if you could be mechalal and even with other korbanos, again, kachim mechalim as a kachim, that idea makes a lot of sense in Chatos. And if you start adding the other days in the Mishnah, again, first of all, the Mishnah Yudal from the days has the Shita Ben Azai, you know, not Ola, and we haven't talked about that yet. And we have the Mishdeus in our Mishnah, we have, you know, the three Deos. And then there's a day in Ben Azai later on, the Mishnah Yudal from the days, that Ola's Ma'akev. Ola L'Shem, some other korban, is also ma'akev, because Kolil L'Mizbeach. It's about the chumras, you know, a korban. It's Shinu Achi Azariah, that we discussed just a second ago. The question of, you know, higher or lower form. And all these make sense. The level or the nature of the Kedusha is connected to the problem of Psul Shel Olishma. From any of these perspectives, the idea that it would be Chatos and Pesach, right, is just peculiar, being charitable, peculiar. Right? Pesach is Kachin Kalin, you know, it belongs with Korn Meiser, that's usually where it goes. As I said, it's not even a korban and Vayikra. it started off not being a korban at all, perhaps. Pesach Mitzrayim, there are two aspects of korban Pesach, but the question is, you know, two independent aspects, you know, Achilas HaMasar, Achilas HaPesach, on the one end, and the Torah's korban on the other, but the korban part is surely influenced by the Pesach part, as we discussed. So, in the end, we say, just Katos, no Asher, no Ola, right, no Namuch, you know, etc. But, you know, Katos and Pesach. This doesn't make any sense. That's number one. Number two, if you look at the Rambam in Psulei HaMikdashim, Tezvav, so the Rambam explains Chatos. Chatos Sheshachta L'Shem Zevach Acher. It's a diuk. So it's interesting that he makes reference to the specific other Zevach Achers. Kagon, Sheshachta L'Shem Ola, or L'Shem Asham, or L'Shem Shlamim, Psula. And this to contrast, right, Kamosha B'Yarnu, Avulim Shachta L'Shem Chulim, Harizuk Shera V'la Ola L'Bayim. Right, when it comes to Pesach, HaPesach Sheshachtu B'machsheves Shinui Hashem, right, doesn't say L'Shem Zevach Acher, just B'machsheves Shinui Hashem, Bein Sheshino Shmo L'Shem Zevach Acher, Bein Sheshino L'Shem Chula, these are examples, and they're put together. And of course, the Ram Shita is Afil L'Shem Chula, which we'll get to in just a second. Apostle Shinema V'amartem Zevach Pesach Chula Hashem. So here, the Rambam doesn't give you examples. He doesn't say, you know, L'Shem Zevach Acher Kagon, L'Shem Ola, L'Shem Shlamim. In the case of Chatos, he had three of them, Ola, Asham, Shlamim. There might be other explanations for this. Are we getting a little bit of an impression that part of the psul, or the posel, in Chatos is not just the fact that it's Shalom L'Shem Chatos? Again, this is the question the Kol Bishurim raised, for example. Let's say you did it Lo L'Shma, but it wasn't L'Shem Davar Acher. So that could be a technical question, too. Maybe there's no such thing as a Chalos Lo L'Shma, you know, which isn't L'Shem Davar Acher, or maybe that would be covered by Stama, according to the various views. You know, I hope we'll spend a chance to say something about Stama. But there could be other reasons for that. But the point is, you get the impression in the Rambam that the Irvuv mixing in another Shem, right, is part of the problem. And that works in very nicely with, again, the phrase, you know, Kodshim Mechalim Esakodshim. What do you mean Kodshim Mechalim Esakodshim? It's like a strange idea. Right? If it was really a din in Shalom L'Shem, Shalom L'Shma, right? As opposed to the, you know, the Kedusha of the other Karban creating a Pagam and a Posel, so you wouldn't normally characterize it by saying, you know, Kodshim Mechalim is a Kodshim. Again, it could be, but I'm making too much of it. The real point there is not so much the Kodshim Mechalim is a Kodshim part, but the Ein Chulin Mechalim as a Kodshim part. Or if you want to emphasize the Minah Machrib, Shaloba Minah Lo Machrib, it's about registering on the radar screen of, you know, of Kodshim. That's all we mean. That's all you mean, then that's fine. But I'm just saying the language is certainly more colorful, more suggestive than that. And maybe that explains why we have this pirut, this level of detail, L'Shem Ola, L'Shem Asham, L'Shem Shlamim. I don't know if I go so far as to say it's a different chalos, you know, if you're, you know, Irvuv Asham Chatas, Irvuv Ola Chatas, that would be maybe too ambitious. But, you know, the fact that I can even, or maybe I should say hi, because I sometimes get carried away, but let's say, assuming other people, you know, might even have that thought, and they're a little more, let's say, sober, or sobering in their thoughts. So the fact that one could even think such a thing might be significant. What's the point in Pesach? Right? In Pesach, the point is that it's not L'Shem Pesach. Anything not L'Shem Pesach is an issue, is a problem. Again, the Rambam does two other things. When he quotes the Din of Chulin, Halacha Hey, it's the Mipi Ashmuel Amdu, Shakachim Chalim Akachim, Vein Achulim Chalim Atzakachim. It just, again, this doesn't prove anything. But, you know, part of, you know, close Rambam reading is to try to at least ask, how come sometimes he quotes the Makar and the Memra, and of course, 95% of the, or 90% of the time, you know, he doesn't. And I think the answer is, whether it's Naskar or Baba or something else, he quotes things when they're meaningful. You know, Limudim, he quotes, sometimes he changes Limudim, you know, when they somehow reflect conceptually on what's going on, when they contribute. He's not interested in, you know, replicating every member of the Gemara, obviously. When he does so with intent. So I think it's important that the Rambam has the formulation of Kachim Mechalim Sakachim and Chulim Mechalim Sakachim. Okay. The point I'm trying to make is, let's get to the bigger question, Pesach. The Gemara speaks about L'shem Chulim, as we discussed, only in the context of Chatas. We talked before, what about Shar Korbanos? And we had three or four different perspectives. Fine. What about Pesach? So normally, if Chatas and Pesach go together, one would assume that what applies to one applies to the other. Right? The Rambam came up with this Chiddush, as far as I know, on his own. There's no Gemara. And then the Rambam said that, you know, Pesach, L'shem Chulin, is Pasul. Where'd he get it from? Doesn't say. So the Meiri quotes a Pasuk, Pesach L'Hashem. The Kesem Mishnah does too. The Kesem Mishnah, however, kind of dilutes it a little bit by saying, oh, it's like kind of like Ein Lecha Bo El Chidusho, unless that's what he means. Maybe what he means, I think what he really means is that the Chatas, the Shem Chulin, being different, that's Ein Lecha Bo El Chidusho. I would say this Pesach L'Hashem is telling us that the Koveya, when it comes to the Shema of Pesach, is not its additional Kedusha or Chomer. Right? It's not Kachim Mechalim, it's a Kachim, you know, not only L'inyan Lo L'Bayil M'Shem Chova, but even L'inyan, the actual Hechsher of the Korban. As we said before, that's really strange. You know, if it's that Halacha, it's hard to say that you go from Chatas, L'Halacha, all the way to Pesach. Rather, by quoting Pesach L'Hashem, what the Meiri is trying to tell us is that the din of Chatas being Ma'akev and the din of Pesach being Ma'akev are two completely different din. In the case of Chatas being Ma'akev, it's the din of, again, it's hypersensitivity, it's status, it's Kachim, Mechalim, it's a Kachim. And for that reason, Bimino Ma'akev, Shalom Bimino Lo Ma'akev, you know, because it is about the contamination with another kachim, so it doesn't apply to Chulin. But in the case of Pesach, the point is, Pesach is a korban, as I've said many times in the past, it's not a Vayikra korban, it's not an Olel Hashleim korban, it's not within the Tzmidim, it's a sui generis korban, right? It's true to its origins, it's also true to Sipur Tzitzis Mitzrayim, which it conveys, right? It's singular. It's a rule-breaking korban, mitchila v'yatzah. It's not only the fact that Pesach doesn't have an anava, it's more than that. It's Pesach L'Hashem, and there's nothing that it can transition into. Now, Jesse brought to my attention that there is a case of Pesach, which is the equivalent of, you know, Kashuk, well, the Bible, Shem Chova, that's true. But, I also correctly said, that's an internal Pesach issue, right? That's the case of that's the case of Lizrok, Shalo Lechol Leminuyav. All right? Yeah. So that again, and I think that's for internal reasons that have to do with the role of Achila and Kom Pasach, which we'll discuss also. The point is that if this is the case, so we can appreciate that Kom Pasach and Chatos are really different. In a sense, stepping back again, what the Griz was saying about you know, two dinim of Chatas or Kivset Seres, you know, Shehuk Shilachatos, or let's say the case of Chatas where it's not Shilolishma but there's a Hafka of its Lishma, etc., we're saying something similar about the distinction between Chatas and Pesach itself. Let me just highlight it a little bit further. The The Or Sameach has a discussion about this. Or Sameach tries to explain why L'shem Chulin is psul in Pesach and not a chatz. Again, the question being obvious, which is it conceivable that Pesach is more chomor than chatz? We had enough difficulty trying to figure out why Pesach belongs in the same company with chatz. It's going to be more chomor. Again, if you look at the Gemara in Tzvachim, I mean, based on basic Gimel and Aleph, again, in the context of Benazai, right, the uniqueness of Ola, so the Gemara does point, this is not the Or Sameach, I'm just adding to myself, the Gemara does point to several factors which make Pesach, I guess, worthy of special treatment. Svanu Kavua, the fact that it's Kares, Yesha B'tzibur Kibiyachin. I would argue that those factors are not factors in their own right, but they're all factors not so much of Chumrah, but of the singular character of the karma. That's really what the Gemara has in mind. But otherwise, this is a very serious problem. So the Or Sameach himself came up with two really interesting solutions. One is that the Chumrah is really based on the Kula. Right? Or Sameach says, well, what's the reason that Chatos L'Shem Chulin is kosher? Because bima b'mina machriv, shelo b'mina, right, lo machriv. So he says, well, I mean, Pesach is kachim kalim, and it's ikaro lachila. If you want a korban that's closest to chulin, it's Pesach. So maybe it's b'mina machriv. So that's an ingenious way of, you know, turning the problem on its head. Namely, the kulas of Pesach are responsible for this particular chum. His other suggestion is closer to what I'm saying, although not exactly identical with it, and that is that there's no such thing as a korban pesach, this might run into trouble with Jesse a little bit, there's no such thing as a korban pesach, not so much, just a little bit, there's no such thing as a korban pesach which isn't kosher l'mitzvah. Show me a korban pesach which doesn't work, and I'll show you something which isn't a korban pesach. So the idea that there could be and yet a kosher, that's impossible in Pesach. Not because of its, anti-generic quality, which is what I'm suggesting, or its uniqueness, but simply by virtue of the fact that Kiyama Mitzvah is a sine qua non for kashrus a korban as well. And what should that be based on? Or Sameach says, based on the Mechilta. Mechilta says, the shachatos a Pesach, mitzvah sheishach bishketena, Lishma. Al Shachto Shalo Lishma Avar Al Hamitzvah. Shamea Ni Yukshar Talmud Lomar Mishku Kulachem Shana Kasub La'akev. So that Mechilta is cited by the Or Sameach for his second explanation, which is that when it comes to Pesach, if there's no Kiyama Mitzvah, there's nothing. I don't know whether you have to go so far. I like the Mechilta. I think the Mechilta works really well. The Chilta maybe is telling us, at minimum, even if you don't go as far as to say, well, if there's no Kiyum HaMitzvah, then there's no Shein Korban, and there is nothing. I think you could read the Chilta as emphasizing the Mitzvah Shishketena Lishmo. That's where it comes from. Again, like one of our possibilities in Chatas and Pesach, except this is really what we think, is the Din in Pesach and not in Chatas, namely Shana Kosov. It's like the mitzvahs that we were speaking about before, which is why, again, I use that phrase. It's interesting. The Rashi in the Sugya on Zayin Odeis says, how come right away the Gemara didn't quote, Shlomin as the makar, at least for the mitzvah part? Right? Rashi says, because, at least initially, we think that, it isn't in that pasuk. That pasuk talks about Torah, Zos Torah's Shlomin. Torah Sa'ula, Torah Sa'asham, Torah Sa'ashlamim, Torah Sa'katas. It doesn't talk about Torah Sa'pesach. Pesach is in that whole context. Right? Therefore, Shlamim, Mandakar Shnei. Now, the Gemara had a Havamina like that also. And Rashi points out they have something similar with regard to Chatas on Ches Amid Aleph. But in the end, the Gemara does quote Shlamim on Ches Amid Aleph. So that's an interesting question. To what extent maybe Chatas ends up, being back in the fold. The problem of chatz is a different problem, and that is hypersensitivity. The kapara aspect is more pronounced, hypersensitivity in terms of its kedusha, some of the things that we were talking about. But Pesach remains the sui generis you know, no fallback position, not that kind of a karma, etc. And that, I think, could be based on Mechilta. Again, it's a whole different limud. It's based on Shana Kasavak. Even if you don't go so far as the Or Sameach. The Mabit in Kiryat Sefer also, I think, is consistent with what we're saying. He emphasizes that in Chatos, it's Lo Yechalel, meaning Kachim, Mechalim as a Kachim, Ein Chulin Mechalim as a Kachim. And when it comes to Pasach, he says it's Zevach Pasach LaHashem. So again, I'm not sure 100% what he has in mind. It's also quoted, by the way, in the Knesset Rishonim. But I think it's very possible that this is what he suggested. If this is true, so let's get back to the original point. Again, it isn't 100% clear in either point, but at least to me it sounds like the Rambam, that's Maisa Karbanos, is saying that Shchut Echutz applies to... Shchut Echutz is Patur in Chatos Shalom Lishma, but it is Chayiv in Pesach Shalom Lishma. This is my... So how could that be? It's true that there's a machlokas rishon, a machlokas tosis yuma, tosis vachim, whether or not chatas and pesach, shalom lishma, are going to be chayiv in shchutei chutz, and we explained that machlokas could either be, right, about the nature of shchutei chutz, and how roy the pesach ol moed it needs to be, like down to every single detail, or is it a shirah ha'akrava, or the chatas shel korban, or whatever it is. Or it's a machlokas about the scope and impact of the pagam and the psul. Fine. But how can you mechalik between chatas and pesach? Especially if you think the nekudas machlokas is about shchutei chutz, you can't be mechalik. If you think the machlokas is about the shema, but, you know, about the team, you know, you're breaking up the team. Like, today's team day, right? Chatas and pesach. But according to what we're suggesting, and particularly for the Rambam, I mean, this is the Rambam we're talking about. The Rambam is the one who was Mechadesh, without a Makar, as far as we know, and maybe with some creative Makoros as well, that L'shem Chulim is a huge difference between Chatas and Pesach. So the point is, when it comes to Chatas, we might say that this is a Pgam and a Posel, and the whole Chatzah Shel Karban has been compromised. And therefore there's no Shutei Chutz. It's not comparable to Asher Mitzorah, where you say all the violence Shem Kol. Ah, by the way, that doesn't bother me either. You might say, but according to what you've been saying all along, which is, all the violence Shem Kol is also a pagam in the Ritzui and in the primary Korban, etc. So shouldn't that be a problem here too? My answer is no. It's the same as the Pigol answer. Meaning, right, when the Gemara discussed, no one's going to say that there's no Pigol because there's a pagam and a psul and a posel in the original Chatzah Shel Karban, because it's still a generic Karban that backs it up. That's true for Shutei Chutz as well. Namely, it's still the reality of, you know, Kosher, in this case, is far more important than the Lumbus for Shutei Chutz purposes, of the Ola Baila Mishim Kolba. Right? But, in the case of Chatos, so it's actually possible, and the Psul, in the case of Chatos, is not just, you know, Shana Kasav Lakev, it's not just a Hechsher problem, it's the Chatzah Shel Karban has been completely damaged. So there's no Shvut HaKutz. When it comes to Pesach, Bizmano, Lo Lishma, Pesach LaShem, take the Mechilta or don't, or take Pesach LaShem, whatever you want to say. The point is, there's the Rambam L'Shitaso, both in Pesach and in Shvut HaKutz. And in theory, I don't know if this is true, there could be some other nafkamina. I don't know about Asa L'Shnuye. I don't know about... we do know about L'Shma, the Shalom L'Shma. That's, you know, the Mishnayos and Tzachin seem to treat... And in Tzachin seem to treat them, you know, identically. And again, in terms of Machshava Poseles, again, the Mishnah does include Pesach and Chatas together. That doesn't bother me, by the way, because the Rambam thinks that even though all of the Bible and Shem Kovas are in that Mishnah on Lamed Ches Omer Aleph, implicitly. So the fact that Pesach is there, maybe that's how he got it. Maybe that's the inclusion of Pesach, which he thinks doesn't deserve it in its own right. I don't know. That part I'm not sure about. But I think that's... But for example, it could be, you know, in theory, do you need Ibur Tzura you know, for Sreifa, in theory, could one say Chatas, no, and Pesach, yes, the same analysis of the Griz, and one could say Atzeres would apply to Pesach, or other such interesting nafkamina. Okay, so that's in terms of the, you may say a couple more words about some of the issues, but that's mostly in terms of the issue of Lishma and Lo Lishma. Now let's turn our attention to Shini Bailim. Again, we won't take too much more time, because I think I'm already on the verge of 2 hours. So at least let's start with Shini Bailim, so we'll be within striking distance on Thursday to complete it, so that next week we can start with some of the Karbanos. So, just by way of introduction, the relationship between Shini Bailim and Shinui Kodesh, right, again, just in terms of the objective evidence, presents itself as a complicated one. On the one hand, they're definitely common features. The question is how to assess them. Right, the uniqueness of Chatas and Pesach, which we just discussed, being one of them. Right, Chatas and Pesach are possible, not only b'machsheves shelo lishma, also b'machsheves shinui, shinui bailim. That's perfectly clear. Whether it's clear in the Mishnah, on Beis Amud Aleph, that's 2 days in Tosfos. But certainly the Gemara takes it as being axiomatic that shinui bailim is possible. Wherever Shalom Lishma is possible, and you know, it's with the same kind of impact, mostly. The Gemara Dat Tahor Amud Aleph, like Ashkechan, Shinui Kodesh, Shinui Bailim Minalon, right? They don't say, like, I don't even know that it was true, right? It's a strange kind of thing. I mean, how do you know that there is such a thing? The Gemara on Zayin Od Beis and Ches Amud Aleph, right? Assume. Both with regard to Chatzos and Pesach, Zayin Beis and Ches Amud Aleph, and the earlier Gemaras in terms of the Lahav of Bailim Shem Chova, assume that Shinui Bailim, like Shini Kodesh, has this kind of impact. The Mishnah Nevam Beis, of course, at L'Shem Zavach and L'Shem Zaveh. And there it's less compelling, because there's also four or five, you know, other Lishmas. So, you know, L'Shem Reach, L'Shem Nikoach, and so on, if they're the equivalent of the Shem Zevach and the Shem Zaveach, it doesn't mean that they're all the equivalent of each other across the board. I don't think anybody would say the Shem Ishim, you know, is the equivalent of the Shem Zevach. At least I don't think so. But either way, both on the negative side, Lo Lishma, which is the beginning of the Sefer, and on the positive side, again, Zevach and Zaveach at least are put together. According to one day in Tosfos, as we already mentioned, that becomes more significant. Shini Bailim is implicit in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah here and in the Mishnah in Menachos. Right? If it's not explicated, but it's implicit in the same Mishnah, so that implies not only that there's a certain parallel, I mean, it's one thing to say, oh, Chatzos and Pesach have a special din. You know, and if there's something called Shini Kodesh, it's something called Shini Bailim, just like they're unique with regard to Shini Kodesh, they're unique with regard to Shini Bailim as well. Right. It doesn't have to mean that they're equivalent. It just means that, you know, the unusual treatment, just like whenever you're trying to demonstrate, right, about a particular korban, that it's unique. Right? We don't demonstrate it from, you know, necessarily identical issues, right? Actually, it's a stronger demonstration if you can establish it in a more diverse way. Right? It's like, oh, it's not in the Tzmidin, it's not in Shemos, you know, it breaks the rules of Yotzei. Not all these things are equivalent. They may, in certain respects, reflect a certain common denominator, but doesn't make everything that reflects the same common denominator equivalent. So I'm not suggesting that just because Chatas and Pesach are both unique with regard to, both Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh, that per se means that Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh themselves are equivalent. But if both of them are included in Mishnah, which seems explicitly focused on Shini Kodesh, that does seem to identify one with the other, and that is Tudeos in Tosfos on Beis of an Aleph. According to one day in the Gemara, as we discussed already, the Makar of Shini Mailim is an Eino Inyan. Again, that's an interesting Limud. And always, you know, how do you look at Limudin? You could say, well, we don't really care about the token. You know, we just care about the result. We need a Makar. And, you know, the Torah Shemapeh is, you know, kind enough to, you know, provide us with one. Or no. The actual Limud is sometimes suggested. So an Eino Inyan, I think, is a suggestive Limud. It basically says that according to the words, I mean, the Eino Inyan in this case means that Shinui Bailin is being derived from Shinui Kodesh. So, okay, it's an extra pasuk, the Eino Inyan Lakan, you know, so it's going to be used for this. But if Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailin have nothing to do with each other, so the Torah couldn't find any other remez to teach you something about these two completely different, unrelated categories. On the other hand, if there is a relationship between them, and the Menuhin and the Khan, if in some respect Shinui Bailin is a Shinui Kodesh, or Shinui Kodesh is a Shinui Bailin, so we're going to be discussing, then the Menuhin and the Khan is like a perfect Limud. You know, it's like the dream Limud, you know, if one can say such a thing. Now Rashi and Dalin Amud Aleph, Dir Masa Shinui Bailin, again, associates Shinui Bailin with the Mishnah on Membam Mudeis, and not with our mission. At the same time, as I say, we need to understand it. Okay. So I think about basically three approaches to this question, what the relationship between Shinui Bailin and Shinui Kodesh is. I think the most obvious idea would be that there are two different deities. Notwithstanding some of the phenomena I just pointed to, accentuate the differences between them. Just be svar alone, if you came to it, you would think that Shinui Kodesh is all about the identity and the kedusha of the karpa. You take an ola, you try to make it into shlamim. You take a chatas and you try to make it into an ola. Or you take a bachor and you want to make it into an asham. Right? You're playing musical karbanos. You're playing fast and loose with the Chetzesh or Korban and its very, you know, identities, are different mechayim and different purposes of Korbanos, different configurations. How can you mix them up in that way? So that's the idea of, you know, a Kodshim, Mechalim, it's a Kodshim. However you want to explain it, whether it's Nituk, its original identity, it's a hyphenation, mixed up identity, whatever you want to say. But the point is, it's all about the identity and the Kedusha and the Chetza of the Korban. Shinui Bailin, at first glance, doesn't seem to be about that at all. Right, you have the Chatos of Reuven and the Chatos of Shimon. Right, the Chatos is the same. The Korban, structurally, is the same. Right, it's the same four Zrikos, you know, and the same places on the Mizbeach. But there was Megillah, it's Chatos of Reuven or of Shimon. Or it's Shlomim of Reuven and Shimon, or the Ola of Reuven and Shimon, for that matter. One would think that these are all interchangeable. The issue is not about the Chetzesh or Korban. The Chetzesh or Korban is the same. It's an issue of Kapara. Either Kapara or Bailus, if Bailus is something different than Kapara. There's a component of Bailim in a Korban. And that component of Bailim has been compromised by Shinui Bailim. But it has nothing to do with the identity of the Korban, one would think. And from that point of view, one would expect that there would be differences in how these things are expressed and in the quality or the impact of the psul. It would be very logical to say what the Gemara says in the Halavina, right? Which is, right? The Gemara points to four differences between Shinui Bailin and Shinui Kodesh, as we know. Gemara and Dalid in Tzvachim, Dalid and Aleph, Dalid and Beis, that discussion. Again, read it more closely when we continue with this on Thursday. And of course the parallel Gemara in Tzachim, right? Samach Hamad Beis and Samach Aleph Hamad Aleph. Right? So again, when it comes to the question of Lachamisa, when it comes to the question of Tzibur, when it comes to the question of Dalad Avodos, when it comes to any of these things, it makes sense to distinguish between Shinui Bailin and Shinui Kodesh. The factor of Bailin we understand, is affected by CBOR. Are you an individual owner? Are you just lost in the collective? Right, there's a question of collectivity there. Right, you have a carbon which belongs to a CBOR. So to what extent does the Shinui Bailam of any individual have any impact? Maybe it's just negligible. Maybe it's all corporate, you know, carbon. So there is no individual. There are no individuals. Lachamisa also, again, if you have Shinui Bailam Lachamisa, something which we can understand could be an issue or a problem. In terms of Dalin Avodos, that is a little bit of a trickier issue. We'll get back to that. But we understand, again, that the Bailam component is particularly pronounced during the Zrika, because that's the Kapala. Maybe there's no chalos bailin when it comes to achila or kabbalah or halacha. Mashal ma'ab v'dalma, we have a similar discussion in when it comes to korban pesach. You know, whether you can talk about ochlin or ochlav outside of shechita, right? Maybe this doesn't register. There's no chalos of ochlin outside of shechita, maybe. So, when it comes to those three issues, the difference between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim, all three considered by the Gemara make a lot of sense. Even the fourth, which is the most suggestive, if we take the perspective that we're looking at right now, which is Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim have parallel, things in common, but they're two completely different ideas. One is about the identity and the Kedusha of the Karban. The other is about the component of Kapara and the expression of Bailim. So then to say what the Gemara says, which is, Shinui Kodesh is Psul Aguf. Shinui Bailim is not Psul Aguf. Makes a lot of sense. Shinui Aguf, Psul Aguf in the sense that it relates to the very identity and the Kedusha of the Karba. Again, Rashi in Psachim tries to address this. What does it mean? He talks about, you know, the role of Machshevetz Atzmo Shel Karba. And Hananel goes even further. Hananel speaks about the impact of the Machshava, of the Shinui Kodesh, on the Korban itself, on transforming it into something else. It's not just that you were pogeya, or pogame, in the Korban by having the Shinui Kodesh, but that you affect the Korban. Right? It's a different Korban because of the effort, or maybe the success, in being menatek, you know, Shemo, Mimenu. Again, the language of Tosis and Menachos, you know, that we talked about on, which one was it? Mem Zayin Aleph, the second day. Right? The idea that you really affect the identity of the, again, you push it into a generic territory, or you hyphenate it, or it's a corrupted original Korban, whatever it is, somehow you're Menatek, you know, Shema Korban, you know, Mimenu. Well, but that makes sense in Shini Kodesh, and that could be qualified as Psul Haguf. Again, identical to the Psul Haguf of Pigul, or there are some differences between them. Okay, that we know is a big machlokas. The Rashi, the Shittim Kubetzes, the discussion of the Grizz, you know, and so on. But some sort of Psul Haguf. But when it comes to Shini Bailim, which is just about the Bailus and the Kapara and so on, but the Korban and its identity, it's still an Ola, it's still a Shlamim, it's still everything that it was. So that should be some sort of a lesser Psul, makes sense. Would it even make sense to say, based on our previous discussion, that when it comes to Shini Kodesh, and especially if it's a Psul Aguf, so that's all about being a Posel. And when it comes to Shini Bailim, you know, so that's about the Kiyam Kapara, and, you know, Shanu HaKosav L'Akev, maybe, or La'olam Ayla L'Shem Chova, but in a completely different way. All that makes a lot of sense. And even though the Gemara ends up concluding, right, that there aren't four differences, and that there's no discrepancy when it comes to Psul Aguf, right, so even that needs to be understood. It could be that there's no discrepancy regarding the question of Psul Aguf. Number one, in which direction do we mean that? Right, are they both Psul Aguf, or are they both not Psul Aguf? Number two, no matter what you say, just because two things share something in common, or they don't share, or they're not distinguished by discrepancy, or does that mean that they're the same? Not having a discrepancy does not an identity make. So, all I'm suggesting is that despite the common features, on the surface, there's good reason to be mechalik between Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailin, and to look for significant nafkamina that would highlight it. And there is no dearth of those that are discussed, not so much by the Rishonim, but at least by some of the Achronim, beyond the question of the Avodos and other things. For example, what about Akira Batos? What about, Lishma v'Shalo Lishma? Together, in the Lishay Bailin sense, I'm Makriv, I'm Zorik this, or I'm Shochid, and I'm Lizrok it, Lishay Bailin, but Lishalo Lishay Bailin. Do you treat that the same way that you treat the others? What about, again, Ibur Tzura? What about, Lishnuye? Is there a problem with Lishnuye? Is it worse? Is it better? These are all things that are discussed by the Achronim. Achronim zeroed in on this issue. They noticed what we noticed, which is there seemed to be parallel or equal treatment, yet there's good reason for chilukim. There are some chilukim too. So what about highlighting it with all sorts of issues and nafkamina? So, we can talk about some of the details of that later, but these are some of the Akira Batos I mentioned. So the Shnuye, and Isla Shnuye, just some Achronim think there is no Isla Shnuye and Shnuye Bailin. In the footnotes, actually, the Knesset Rishonim, there's an interesting discussion. The Rajba Menachos talks about whether Isla Shnuye has a deal, because Isla Shnuye always applies to a different avodah. Like if you did the Shechita, Shalom Lishma, see, but you have to do the Zrika Lishma, you have to do the Kabbalah Lishma. What about if in the middle of the Shechita Shalom Lishma, you now have the ability to right the ship, and not completely, but it's to finish the Shechita Lishma. Right? And things of that sort. So is there any Isser to continue to say so the Rajba in Menachos has a deal, that there's no, the Isul Shnuye is in a different abode. So he tries to suggest that's also Meduyak in the Rambam. It's not explicit, but it's Meduyak. So the Knesset was shown him at the bottom, just as an aura where he says, but would this be true in Shinui Bailim? Maybe in Shinui Bailim, there would be an obligation to right the ship, as I'm saying it, even in the same abode. There are other Achorim, I'm trying to remember who for him now, but I've seen over the years, who suggests that there's no Isul Shnuye at all. The Gemara says there's Isul Shnuye on Shini Kodesh. How do you know that there isn't even such a thing in Shini Bailin? So whether it's a Kula or a Chumra, I don't think that matters so much at the moment. That's an issue. Akira Batos, I mentioned the Chashlin, the Avoda, La Avoda. In some cases, the Shema, Shalom Lishma. Is there a Shini Bailin? Is there any Shini Bailin without an issue of Kapara? And that also may be an interesting issue. The Grizz, this is in the Likutea Grizz, let's say for Kishmo Kedu, Chelik Beis, page 44. Is there a notion of Shini Bailin in Shlomin? Right? If there's no din of Kapara or Ritsui in Shlomin, it's a question whether or not there is or not. There's a din of Kova, there's a din of Neder, there's a din of Kapara. If there's no din of Kapara, there's a din of Bailin. Shlomim is an interesting thing, because there's very possibly no Kapara. Again, is there Smicha and Shlomim? That's a discussion. But there is Bailus, maybe there's no din of Kapara in Shlomim, there's a Bailus, obviously, in Shlomim, in terms of Achila and other things. If you think that Shini Bailin is all about the Kapara, then it's a problem. That's what the Grizz discusses. If you take the view that somehow there's an equation between Shini Bailin and Shini Kodesh, then that's a different matter entirely. Is there a separate Makar aside from the Gemara? That's I pointed to the Sifrei in Parshas Chukas. Rabbeinu Hillel, in his Perush on the Sifrei, suggests that that's a separate Makar. You need a separate Makar for Shini Bailin separate from Shini Kodesh. Again, Sar Gemara. And Tziv has a different reading of that Sifrei. No, it's about something. Bailin, it's other things, but you don't need a separate people. Or what about Machshava She'ena Kimoso? That's a big issue as well. So I'm going to leave the details for when we finish up on Thursday. Let me just formulate, I think, three perspectives. One is the one we just said. which is, despite the common features between Shri Balam and Shri Kodesh, they're fundamentally different. One is about the identity of the korban, the other is about the component of kapara, or and the expression of bilus in a korban. This might be a little bit different. And that it's not just that they're different in the quality of the psul. Again, one is a posel, one is a lack of heksher, one is a psul aguf, the other is not. And that there are going to be many nafkaminas between them, notwithstanding the common element. I think that's one perspective. That's maybe the most obvious and easiest perspective. The other two perspectives assume that Shini Kodesh and Shini Bailim are one and the same. Again, assuming it's all in the same Mishnah, assuming it's in Inenu Inyan, Lakan, there are some differences, some discrepancies, right, the need for a separate limudin, etc. Right, so those can be explained in one of two ways. Right, number one, as part of the process, you don't know that they're identical until you've established that all the details apply to both. Right, once you've established the parallel more strongly, so then to conclude that they're not just parallel, they're identical, it becomes a more compelling case. But first you have to know every avoda, every korban, or at least wherever you have it in Shini Kodesh, you have it in Shini Bailim, prove all that to me, right, and then maybe I can convince you that they're not just parallel, but they're identical. Ah, but there'll still remain some discrepancies. Well, number one, you might want to be mamayik the discrepancies. Part of the phenomenon of proving, you know, who thinks that they're a single kiyum, a single a concept, is, you know, people inexplicably minimize the discrepancies. Okay. I'm referring to the Rambam, obviously. We'll discuss it in more detail when we finish this up. But the Rambam, particularly the Rambam's view about the Dalan Avodos, the Rambam seems to ignore the line that appears in three different places, right, in Abdala, Dafyud, and Zvachim, and Emsachim, that Shini Bailim is limited to Zrika, or the Machshav of Zrika and the others. The Rambam seems to ignore that. Where did he get it from? How can he justify it? Again, I think that's part of the phenomenon, is that even with explicit discrepancies are somehow neutralized, right? Neutralized by denying them. And where's the makor for that? I would say, again, the global makor, the understanding of the whole sugya, you know, which parts of which are identifying these two things together. So apparently the machlokas sugyas, how to look at the relationship between Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh. If you're passing like the Gemara that seems to equate them, so then along with that comes much of what I said, much of like what I said for the Ramban a second ago. We'll apply that as well. So we have to look at that possibility. And when there are some remaining discrepancies, or for those for whom there remain discrepancies, so then we might explain them in a technical way. Namely, Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh are one and the same. But Lemaisa, right, expressions of bilus, you know, are going to, you know, be manifest in a way that is different than Shini Kodesh. But that's a technicality. Once you have Shini Bailim, once you have Shini Kodesh, they're a single theme. But in terms of, you know, what constitutes a case of Shini Bailim and Shini Kodesh, things that register, let's say, as a chalos, that's a different, just like we say, Ein Machsheves, Oakland, Mizrika, things of that sort. So we might say, Ein Machsheves, Bailim, Ella, Mizrika, things of that. In other words, it becomes more of a technical difference. But that, I think, that perspective, the minimizing of the differences, which will also end up, as I say, explaining, like, where do you get that, and where do you get this, etc., I think that still can be said in one of two opposite ways. One is, and you know, it's not going to surprise anybody, one is to make Shini Bailim tafel to Shini Kodesh. The other is to make Shini Kodesh tafel to Shini Bailim. And what I mean by both of those things is as follows. Making Shini Bailim tafel to Shini Kodesh, to reassess the distinction that we made before. We said before, well, Shini Kodesh seems to be all about identity and Kedushas HaKarban, you know, and Shini Bailim is about the Kapara, maybe about the role of Bailim in the Karban, but Achatas is Achatas, and Asham is an Asham, and so on. Maybe not. Maybe the Kapara, or at least the Bailus, right, integrates into the identity of the carbon. Okay, mashal ma'ad abadoma. Right? The discussion in the Gemara, just we'll start with this next time, I'll pick up with it. Gemara has a discussion, what about chatas kelev and chatas dam? The Gemara here in Zvachan has it, Rav Zayin and Rav Gass. The Gemara in Krisis of Rav Zayin has it. Right? Let's say you have Shini Kodesh. Is there a Shini Kodesh between, you bring the chatas kelev, you have kavana l'shem dam? Right? Again, the structure is the same. Now, you also have other cases, when we were talking about that just before the Shira, right? Let's say Chatas Nachshon, Chatas Nazir, and Chatas Mitzor. But those are a little trickier. Or Parum Dover Shel Tzibor, and so on. Right? So those are a little trickier in that, a Chatas in name only, it's everything that's called a Chatas, Chatas. Right? The Gemara itself talks about it. Maybe Mitzor and Nazir, they're called chatas, and in some respects they have the structure of a chatas, the form of a chatas, right? But in other respects, they're really an ola. They're part of a matir. So that's one kind of idea. That's an interesting question in the other direction. But if you're talking about, chatas chelev and chatas dam, right? So you don't even have that issue. It's not a question of the identity of, chatas A, type A, chatas type B. There are chatas type A and type B. Right, it's just fill in the Aveira. It's interesting to ask the question, what if you had Chatas Chelev, one Chatas Chelev for another Chatas Chelev? Or Chatas Dam and another Chatas Dam? I think Gemara doesn't discuss that. What would be the Halacha? According to the Man Damar, who says Chatas Chelev and Chatas Dam is Shinui Kodesh, what about Chatas Chelev and Chatas Chelev? You can't bring a single Chatas for multiple infractions of chelev or dam. Right? But would it be considered shinui kodesh or not? So where you draw the chatas? Similar, what about toda? Let's say toda for for one experience, toda for another, or toda for getting out of jail, and toda for yor ne'ayam, or different ashamos. I mean, it's a fascinating thing. We just can't pin everything down, but if you could, it would be important for the hierarchy or the differentiation of different, categories and karbanos, etc. For our purposes of the moment, I'm just raising these questions. Some of that I'm going to speak about some of them. But let's just go back to Chatas Chelev and Chatas Dam for the moment. The point is that as a... there's no shitty violin in that case. It's not about the same guy. Right? My chelev infraction, my dam infraction. So how can it be shini kodesh? And the Gemara speaks about not in terms of that case, at least, in terms of shini kodesh. So will we say that the kapara, or the onesh, the aveira, isn't just an application? Oh, you bring a carbon for this aveira, you bring a carbon for that aveira. It's personalized, like this personalized medicine now, more and more. So this personalized spiritual medicine. The Aveira isn't just, another Mechaya, another application. It's a Chalos, Chatas Kelev. It's a Chalos, Chatas Dam. And how far do you go with that? Between different people, between different Aveiras of the same type, between different Aveiras of different types. How different? If that's true, right, then it opens things up. If we're now going to redefine what constitutes identity in a karban, we're going to say, oh, for whom, for what? It isn't just for whom and for what. It becomes a hyphenation in the name of the karban, right? So, kavachomer, shini bailin. Reuven's chatas dam and Shimon's chatas dam. Probably much bigger discrepancy even in terms of its identity than Reuven's chatas dam 1 and Reuven's Chatas Dam too. So is it possible that Shini Bailim, right, ends up being a way of identifying, it becomes a prop in Shini Kodesh? And then it's identical once you have it, but that doesn't mean that there aren't still Pratim, that's when does the factor of Bailim integrate into a shame, that still has its own dynamic. Maybe not with a Shechita, maybe only with a Zerika. you know, and so on and so forth. Maybe not with your own karbanos, maybe only with somebody else's karbanos. Maybe you need a, you know, a different karban, or a different avera, and a different violin, you know, for the discrepancy to be enough to say, oh, that's already Shinui Kodesh territory. So that's one perspective. And that's a perspective which we're going to try to portray for the Rambam. For all the Rambam, you know, has these big chidushim, especially about Alan Amorica, we'll thresh it out more fully next time. Moreover, the Rambam keeps calling both Shinui Kodesh and Shinui Bailin Shinui Hashem. Right? This isn't Bava Kama. Right? Shinui Hashem. Right? So, Shinui Hashem. Shinui Hashem is about the identity of the karban. The other perspective is the opposite. Not Shinui Bailin is a problem. Shinui Kodesh. Shinui Kodesh, the real problem of Shinui Kodesh is a problem of Shinui Bailin. Meaning the problem is that, you know, at least from a Kapara point of view, in the case of Katas and Pesach, you know, maybe more than that, is that when you take Katas and you say L'shem Ola, or on the Bailam level, sort of Kapara Ritzui, you say Ola L'shem Shlamim, what you've done is you haven't changed the identity of the Karban, but you have removed the kapara / bailus component from it. In which case, every Shinui Kodesh is really a Shinui Bailin. So I think that there are some indications of that as well. Especially Tosas on Bapay of Aleph, the way he reads the Gemara. Like, what is the connection between them? The Gemara says, like, you know, what's this compromise? Of the whole of Bailin, the Shinui Kodesh, but it's kosher. So the Gemara has this comparison to L'achar Misa. Tosis challenges that. Well, what's it got to do with Lachamisa? Tosis comes up with an interesting formulation, which I think points in this direction. I think the Ramban, at least the one in Machamas and Sukkah, you know, points in this direction as well. So we'll try to finish this off for the next time. I'm going to give you, I'll add a few more Machamas in the morning. What about Korban Pesach again? Shinui Bailin and Korban Pesach, how does that figure? I don't want to do the whole issue of Korban Pesach has all these other things. But, you know, Shalola Minuyav, obviously, is just, you know, we just can't ignore it. Is Shalola Minuyav the same as Shinui Bailin, or is it something a little different? So we'll just discuss that briefly to finish off Shinui Bailin, and then we'll figure out where we go from here. Okay. I hope I didn't ruin the sports activity. Cool, I'm going to